CNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Ages of 20 and death, essentially. But it's not particularly deadly for people under the age of 20, and it's not particularly deadly for people who are young and healthy, which is, again, true. People will suggest that you're downplaying the impact of the virus. So what happens if it turns out that the medical community comes up with therapeutics that are actually quite effective absent a vaccine, such that we can all get back to work, and then the media suggests that things are still just as bad as ever? I mean, the alarmism that is now going around about what's going to happen post-Labor Day is pretty impressive from the media. They're saying, oh, there's going to be this massive second wave after Labor Day. Again, we've seen massive rallies in the streets for months on end in former hotspots like New York and New Jersey and Washington, D.C., and the cases of hospitalization and death have not really increased all that much. And the reason for that is because where it burned through, the virus basically has burned through. What we are seeing, there's yet to be evidence of a second wave anywhere. What we are watching is first waves that are hitting particular communities, right? If there's a community that was locked down and then it opens, then there is a wave, right? As the virus moves into a community with basically fresh blood, then people die in that community. People get hospitalized and die if you don't protect the elderly and the vulnerable. If, however, you're talking about areas where the virus has already moved through, you're not seeing an uptick in those areas. In Italy, northern Italy got hit real hard. Northern Italy is fine now. Southern Italy is seeing a wave right now. In the UK, you're seeing an increase in cases, but it's mostly among young and healthy populations. Is that supposed to be a disaster area or something? So bottom line is this. There may be, in fact, be a political interest for politicians in keeping the lockdowns going, particularly if you're a Democrat. But there's no reason to continue these lockdowns, particularly in a lot of the Democratic areas that were originally hard hit in the first place. They should have to make an affirmative case why they need to continue to lock down when the virus is not particularly affecting their communities. This is particularly true, again, in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., and other heavily Democratic areas. Okay, we're going to get to Joe Biden going to Kenosha, because this is the campaign is now all about how both campaigns are responding to racial questions. And we'll get to Biden in Kenosha. It was not a good appearance by Joe Biden in Kenosha. The media pretended it was. I mean, the media bias is extraordinary in this election cycle, worse than I've ever seen it. I remember the Obama years. I remember when they just walked around carrying a drool cup for Obama. And now they actually are physically carrying an actual drool cup for Joe Biden to drool into, if you're the media. It's pretty impressive. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, a word from our sponsor.
On September 18th, don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events.
You are an American spy.
What?
Infidel tells the story of one man's incredible journey of faith and survival after being kidnapped in the Middle East. And his wife's courage to never give up on him.
This is terrorism.
When his country abandoned him, his freedom became her mission.
I came here to save his life.
Starring Jim Caviezel.
Do your job.
See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
Okay, so meanwhile, Joe Biden heads over to Kenosha. If the Biden campaign is deprived of the COVID talking point, if it turns out that COVID wanes, if it turns out therapeutics are brought about, if it turns out that the number one issue on Americans' minds is not, in fact, COVID, and if it turns out that it may be the economy and the economy starts to boom again, then Biden's in real trouble, right? We are back to where we were back in February or March before the COVID pandemic hit and the lockdowns hit, in which case Trump was basically favored by nearly all the betting markets to win re-election. And that means that Joe Biden has to find an alternative case. And the alternative case is that Trump is a very bad, mean man who can't unify the country. And that means that Joe Biden really does have to focus on the stuff he has not really wanted to focus on so much, namely the questions of race and racial unity. Like, he has said he wants to focus on that, but he really doesn't. Most of the Democratic platform, most of the DNC, was about Trump as a character. Most of it was about Trump not being a unifying figure, but mostly it was about how Trump had blown COVID. Because he couldn't really make the case on the economy. Hard to make the case it was Trump's fault the economy tanked after a global pandemic that, by the way, the U.S. responded to with more alacrity than nearly any other Western country. The United States experienced like a 10% GDP drop in Q2. That was better than virtually every other Western country. The only one that was even competitively close was Germany. So the United States actually handled that kind of well. I mean, like, as well as could possibly be imagined under the circumstances, given how hard the United States was hit by COVID in the first place. So that talking point may be deprived of Joe Biden. He may not have the economic talking point. He may not even have the COVID talking point because, again, the fact of the matter is this thing has wiped through most of the populated areas of the United States. Now you're starting to see the uptick in places like Iowa and South Dakota, which is what you would expect. Again, untouched areas will eventually be touched. I mean, even New Zealand, which is an island in the middle of nowhere with 7 people and 2,000 sheep, even that place has been hit again. Okay, so that means that Joe Biden has to focus in on the I'm a unifying light bringer. And that's a hard pitch. It's a hard pitch mainly because he was part of an administration that was quite divisive. If you look at the racial numbers, in 2008, Americans were very hopeful about race relations in the United States. By the time Donald Trump took office in 2017, Americans were really not particularly hopeful about race relations in the United States. That did not have to do with Trump. That had to do with Barack Obama being an incredibly polarizing president after basically pledging that he was going to be the great racial unifier in the United States, right? No red states, no blue states, just the United States, no black Americans, no white Americans, just Americans, right? The basic idea of the Obama candidacy was not the idea of the Obama presidency, and Joe Biden was complicit in that. In 2012, he was campaigning on Mitt Romney, the most milquetoast candidate of all time in all of human history, being somebody who wanted to put y'all back in chains. So let's not pretend that Joe Biden's racial game playing is restricted to Donald Trump. It is not. So now Joe Biden is trying to revivify the race relations card against Donald Trump. And that means that he started off yesterday, put out this ad that I commented upon, because the ad is particularly egregious. It promotes an extraordinarily untrue and also negative message for black Americans. Here was Joe Biden's ad about race relations in the United States.
Why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing that they can lose their life in the course of just living?
Okay, stop it right there. Okay, so the key to this ad is the first line that Joe Biden says, right? So Joe Biden says, why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their life in the course of just living their life? That is an insane contention. I mean, fully crazy. There is no evidence that is the case. There are 42 million black Americans, 42 million of them. The median household income for black Americans is about $41,000 a year. The average household income, which is different than the median because it's skewed upward by high incomes like Beyonce and Jay-Z, for example, that's $58,000 a year. So first of all, I don't see the poll data on that black Americans wake up every day thinking they're going to get shot and killed. And if they do think that, then that is not true. So there are two questions to be asked. One, do black Americans think that? And two, is there any justification for them thinking that? First of all, I don't see tons of evidence that every black American, 42 million of them, wake up in deadly fear of being black in the United States every day. I do see a media narrative that promulgates this. I do see prominent people from black and white saying this kind of stuff. But that raises the second question, is that feeling justified? And the answer is an obvious no. Obviously, black Americans should not wake up in the United States feeling that they are on the verge of murder. 42 million of them? That is crazy. I mean, that's nuts. Okay, that is a nuts. That is an unjustifiable feeling. It is an unjustifiable feeling. If Jews, who are the number one targeted group in the United States in terms of hate crimes, say that they wake up every morning in fear that they are going to be victimized in the United States because the United States is systemically anti-Semitic, that'd be a crazy, crazy thing to say. Because again, even though Jews are the most victimized subgroup in the United States by hate crimes, the United States is an extraordinarily friendly country to Jews. It's an extraordinarily friendly country to Jews. And let's be straight about this. If there were an ad cut by the Trump campaign saying Jews wake up every morning in the United States afraid of the predations of anti-Semites, and then it had like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all of this, then the media fact checkers would be like, okay, number one, do Jews actually feel that way? And two, would Jews be justified in feeling that way, given the fact that Jews have an incredibly high level of education and they are a very wealthy subgroup and the fact that very few Jews are murdered? Hey, here are the actual stats on murder in the United States. Right, again, Joe Biden suggested that black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their life in the course of just living their life. Right, this is Joe Biden's contention. As of 2013, according to Reuters, if you're a black person, your chances of being killed by anyone, right, this is not just cops, your chance of being killed by anyone, again, vast majority of black people who are killed by other black people. The vast majority of white people who are killed by other white people. Intra-group murder is the most common cause of murder. Inter-group murder is actually fairly uncommon. If you're a black person, your chances of being killed by anyone as of 2013 were 62 per million, right? 6 per 100,000. Your chances of being murdered by a white person were 5 per million. 5 per million. Okay, according to the Washington Post database of police shootings, 14 black Americans were shot while unarmed by the police in 2019. 14, which amounts to a rate of 3 per 10 million. 3 per 10 million. 1 per 3.333 million. That is the rate of being shot unarmed by the cops. So if you wake up, is there any person in America who wakes up thinking about their 1 in 3.4 million chance? Their 1 in 3.3 million chance of dying that day? No one thinks that way. No one does risk assessment that way. But because the media have blown up every racial narrative in the country to extraordinary proportions, That's the real reason. So if a lot of black Americans feel like they're on the verge of murder in the United States, that is solely due to media malfeasance. That is not due to any statistical reality at all. Now, in a normal world, what we would do is we would say, okay, the media malfeasance should stop. Because this is actually really, really damaging stuff. How harmful is it for 42 million? Let's assume that what Biden says is true. How harmful is it for 42 million Americans and 13% of the entire American population to believe that they live on the verge of being murdered by the other 87% of the population every day? Which is why, I tweeted out, what is the evidence that black Americans, all 42 million of them, wake up knowing they could be murdered just for being black? What is the evidence to justify this proposition? This led Catherine Watson, who's a White House reporter, to tweet, maybe white people should sit this one out. She is literally a reporter. Her job is to journalism. That is some epic journalisming right there. Now, as a journalist, wouldn't you want to ask whether a proposition is true if a political candidate for president is making it? But according to Catherine Watson, you literally should not report on this. You shouldn't fact check anything that Joe Biden says. By the way, there's a great irony to this. She says, maybe white people should sit this one out. I noticed Joe Biden's kind of white, didn't you? Joe Biden, a little bit white. So she's fine with Joe Biden spouting nonsense. She's fine with Joe Biden promulgating a narrative that is incredibly damaging to the United States and to black Americans in the United States because he's a white person saying the right kinds of things. So it really isn't about the race of the person asking the question. It's really about the question itself. And this is going to lead to an impasse in American politics and an impasse in American life. Coming up, America's media, American politicians, they're in the business of creating victims so that they can fix the victimhood. There's only one problem. It ain't going to work. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher because they know a lot of awesome stuff. I'll stand in front of the class and make sure everyone knows what I know.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a teacher, my favorite subject will be recess.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the media, the Democrats, they're fully invested in the idea that a huge swath of Americans are actually victims of American society. When Joe Biden makes the claim that 42 million black Americans are living in abject fear of being murdered in the United States, just killed, going about their daily business in the United States, we should ask, number one, whether black Americans really feel that way. And two, you do have to ask the question whether, even if people feel a thing, that feeling is justified. You know, when it comes to individuals, they're individuals who have depression or a perception of victimhood. It used to be that a school of psychology suggested that you were there to reinforce, right? You were there to have them tell you the Freudian stories about their childhood that made them think this way and all of this. And then there came something in psychology called cognitive behavioral therapy. And this is something that Jonathan Haidt and Greg Lukianoff have talked about. Jonathan Haidt, of course, the sociologist from NYU. Cognitive behavioral therapy is the basic idea that you come in and you complain that something bad is happening in your life and you're really depressed about it. And what the therapist does, instead of just legitimizing your feelings, you know, you lie on the couch and you do talk therapy. Instead of that, the therapist will say, is it possible you're misinterpreting that? Is it possible that you are taking a situation and misinterpreting it? The whole goal is to intervene in your own thought process so that you stop being depressed. Because instead of you just talking about your depression, which actually makes you more depressed, and your victimology, which makes you more victimized, instead, the question is, maybe you've misinterpreted that. Or maybe there's a way around that. Or maybe you should stop your thought process in the middle, right? It's cognitive behavioral therapy. You intervene in the thought process to stop this chain of thoughts, to break the chain of thoughts that leads to depression and leads to malaise and leads to, you know, all the things that you don't want in your life. If you want to be an empowered human being, you can't think like a victim. You cannot, particularly if the evidence doesn't justify it. So asking whether the evidence justifies the contention that black Americans are being ground under the heel every day, the grinding racism of American life, you have to ask whether there's material basis for that. And everybody should ask that question about their own life, too. Okay, this is true for every individual of every race. If you walk around in your life thinking, I am victimized, you have to ask, by whom and how can that be solved? Or is it possible that I am misinterpreting things? Or is it possible that everybody has obstacles in their life and we just have to overcome those obstacles? The beauty, however, politically speaking, of blaming a system is that you never have to look to your own individual action. Responsibility never falls upon you. Instead, responsibility falls on the system writ large. And we have now created, via identity politics, a system for barring the question itself. And that tweet from Catherine Watson is so telling, right? You're not supposed to ask the question. You're not. If you're white, you're not supposed to ask the question at all, right? You're not supposed to talk at all, unless you're asking the kind of question that Catherine Watson wants you to ask. You're never supposed to engage in this sort of therapy, because the only people who can think about whether they truly have a reason to feel victimized are the people who feel that. Okay, but that is not a way to achieve any sort of political end. That locks all of us in our little individual boxes, unable to communicate with one another. It's the opposite of empathy. Now, the idea here is that empathy is putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. But if you were to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you would have to think, okay, well, do they feel justified in this feeling? And if so, how do they make their life better? You wouldn't just sit there and wallow in whatever it is that you were feeling under any circumstances. Right? That is not empathetic. That doesn't solve any problems. But the goal is not to solve the problem, of course. The goal is specifically to suggest that the system is broken, and therefore just give Joe Biden power and everything will be all better. And Americans fall for this. I saw a poll yesterday that suggested that Americans trusting government is now at all-time lows. Only 10% of Americans trust the government. And I asked a pretty simple question. So why do you keep giving power to it? All of you, right, left, center, why do you keep giving more power to government if you don't trust the government? And the answer is that everybody seems to have bought into the idea that only the politicians can solve. The systems are broken. It is not decisions that are up to us. It's not the stuff we do in our everyday lives that matters. It is the systems that are broken, and therefore it requires, quote-unquote, systemic solutions implemented by the top. That is a fool's errand. You are not going to get what you want from Joe Biden. You are not going to get what you want from Donald Trump. It is not only they can fix. Only you can fix. Only you can fix. Most of the problems in your life are solvable by you. And if they are not solvable by you, if somebody is actively discriminating against you, that is illegal, and we should all fight that. If somebody is engaging in actual illegal activity, we should spot that. But instead, we have decided on a narrative whereby you suggest that wide swaths of people have feelings, and then you can't fact check the justification for those feelings, because if you do, you are therefore uncaring. When precisely the opposite is true, allowing people to be stuck in an unjustified feeling does not help them. It does not make them better. It does not make their lives better. And a media that actively promulgates feelings that are unjustified is doing something wrong, is doing something bad for the country, and doing something bad for individuals. And that's exactly what Joe Biden and the media are pursuing. It's really not good stuff. Coming up, Joe Biden in Kenosha. Didn't go great. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves three lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Dr. Farrell in Palos Pedro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Pedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
On the phone with, nor does it sound like he should really be in the house with the parents of this person. Because, again, there's no evidence that the cops were unjustified in the shooting at this point. It doesn't matter to Joe Biden. He says they should be tried anyway. Right? He says they should be charged anyway. Legal expert Joe Biden. He met with the parents of Jacob Blake, who, by the way, the father is apparently a rabid anti-Semite. Like, posted just repeated anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party is no biggie. So we all understand that, right? The guy posted allegiance to Louis Farrakhan, and he was posting all sorts of stuff about how the Jews control the world and all this kind of stuff. Really seems like a charming family. Joe Biden met with them, did not meet with business owners, and he spoke with Jacob Blake by phone for 15 minutes. And Biden said he talked about how nothing was going to defeat him, how whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up. Not going to give up on what, exactly? Like, nobody wants people not to be able to walk. This guy is going to go to jail, okay? He's going to go to jail, and he should go to jail if he committed the crimes which have been alleged against him. Okay, so this in and of itself demonstrates that the facts do not match the narrative, but the narrative matters most of all. Okay, so Joe Biden then goes to a church, and his visit to Kenosha, not only was it, you know, bad on the messaging front, but also he just looked terrible because he heads out to Kenosha, and it reinforces all of the rumors about his health. It reinforces the fact that he does not look like he is strong out there. First, he suggests that it is the first chance in a generation to cut a slice off institutional racism. Again, these words mean nothing. Understand that when people say institutional racism, most of the time they don't know what they are referring to. The term institutional racism was coined by Stokely Carmichael, the former head of the Black Panther Party, and it was specifically designed to shift the definition of racism from what we all understand racism to be, namely the belief in the inferiority or superiority of a particular group of people based on their race. It shifted that definition into any system that creates inequality is racist, which is an illogical and evidence-free system of identifying racism, because literally every system provides for inequality between groups. There is no system that has no inequality between groups. It does not exist, unless you're talking about a system that provides only abject poverty for everyone. Okay, but Joe Biden is saying mush-mouth, crazy words, right? He says, this is the first chance in a generation to cut a slice off institutional racism. There's so many contradictions here. First of all, I don't know what the hell he means. Second of all, wasn't he vice president like 4 years ago? Why wasn't that in operation? Why wasn't that an opportunity to cut a slice off institutional racism? Hasn't he been in government his entire adult life? Didn't he enter Congress? Didn't he enter the Senate at age 30? Right? And he's now 97 years old. So why is, like, what is he, like, this is, I'm sorry, this is so evidence-free and so contrary to any shred, any iota of logic that it boggles the mind. Here's Joe Biden saying a silly thing.
This is the first chance we've had in a generation, in my view, to deal and cut another slice off institutional racism. toward getting to the place where it changes. And by the way, the main reason why I'm optimistic, because of your generation, black, white, Hispanic, and Asian American. Did you ever think you'd turn on a TV? You're much younger than I am, but you're a little older than she is. Did you ever think you'd turn on the TV and roughly two out of three ads would be biracial couples selling a product?
What in the world is this? What is this old coot talking about? I mean, really, what is this old coot talking about? Did I ever turn on the TV and think that we'd see the middle of Melrose Avenue shut down by Antifa while people in the media cheer? I didn't think that. Okay, but the real story of Biden's visit to Kenosha, after all, was the fact that he's a doddering old fool. I mean, he just is. I'm sorry. He says silly things all the time. It is completely ignored. How bad was this? Apparently, the questioners here were being handed scripts. Not kidding. Okay, I'm not alleging this. One of the questioners is alleging this. So here's a young woman from Kenosha, a young black woman from Kenosha, and she literally gets up and she says, I was told to read from this piece of paper, but I'm going to ask you an actual question. Who gave her a piece of paper and told her to read from a piece of paper to Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden was pretty much reading from a script the entire time because he cannot be allowed off the script. No wonder Nancy Pelosi doesn't want him to debate Trump. Here's this woman basically letting the cat out of the bag here.
I'm just going to be honest, Mr. Biden. I was told to go off this paper, but I can't. You need the truth. And I'm part of the truth.
Okay, so the fact that he's being... he's handing people scripts to read to him. Wow. And you can see why, because here are some more of the wonderful moments from this Kenosha visit. So Joe Biden is talking about his tax plan, and he literally stops while speaking in Kenosha. Remember, this whole thing was led off by a media report about Jacob Blake being shot. He literally stops in the middle of explaining his tax plan and says, they'll shoot me. Not a great look here, old Joe.
19 corporations making $1 billion apiece don't pay a single penny in taxes. I'm not going to punish anybody, but everybody should pay a fair share. And I can lay out for you, I won't now because they'll shoot me, but here's the deal. I pay for every single thing I'm proposing without raising your taxes one penny. If you make less than $400,000, you're not going to get a penny tax, and you're going to get a tax cut if you make under $125,000.
Okay, that's not true, actually, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is saying they'll shoot me if I talk about my tax plan in Kenosha is awkward. Okay, and then Joe Biden teaches us history. But here is Joe Biden radically botching American history because, again, he is not good at this at all.
People fear that which is different. We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay? There's so much. Did anybody know before what's recently happened?
No, that's not true. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's not. I mean, Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb. Louis Latimer is the person he's talking about, and he perfected the carbon filament, which is an important thing, but you don't have to be like, Thomas Edison didn't exist. He was a figment of our imagination. Wasn't it like enough to, like, the carbon filament's pretty important. They were using, what, platinum filaments before that, which would have been super-duper expensive? Tungsten? So that's like, an important thing. I feel like that's important enough you don't have to rewrite the history. But Joe Biden is he also, just in the middle of this thing, he's like, what am I doing now? He's doddering around the stage. But wait till you see the media reaction to this. Because, basically, you have an old white man who spent his entire career doing nothing. Like, honestly, if he wants to talk about, at a certain point, he's like, we should talk about black contributions to white American life. If he wants to talk about black contributions to white American life, he is example 1A of a white man who has benefited from a black man, okay? Joe Biden would be an obscure, no-name, ridiculous, much-mocked senator from Delaware if it were not for the fact that Barack Obama plucked him from obscurity and made him his VP. Would this guy be a presidential candidate? Are you kidding me? He'd run like 83 times in the past and couldn't get more than 2.5 votes. Right? Here was Joe Biden literally asking what is going on around him in Kenosha.
Easy, even easier. Fabulous. I love that.
Am I doing it?
So you both will just turn around and then we're good.
Yes. You just stay right here. We're going to have everyone turn around in the queue. And then,
right,
yes, sir.
What am I doing? This is elder abuse at this point. Okay, wait until you hear the media drooling all over this. The media have just become the public relations wing of the Democratic Party because their reaction to this really pretty bad Kenosha visit is astonishing. Astonishing. And it continues to promulgate the dual narratives that Joe Biden is good at this, and second, that black Americans ought to be living in fear of their lives. All 42 million of them ought to be living in fear of their lives because of the predations of white America. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, a word from our sponsor.
on September 18th. Don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events.
You modern American spy.
What? Infidel tells the story of one man's incredible journey of faith and survival after being kidnapped in the Middle East. And his wife's courage to never give up on him.
This is terrorism.
When his country abandoned him, his freedom became her mission.
I came here to plead for his life.
Starring Jim Caviezel.
Do your job.
See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
So the media reaction to Joe Biden's Kenosha visit was entirely predictable. The drool cups were out, not just for them, but also for Joe Biden, because they have to catch his drool. CNN's Brooke Baldwin, I don't know why she's not, if she's not getting paid by the Biden campaign, I don't know why not. It seems like she could earn a lucrative side salary simply by acknowledging that she's a propagandist. Listen to her reaction to Joe Biden doddering around in a church while apparently handing like scripted pieces of paper to people to ask him questions. This is, here's Brooke Baldwin going full Jay Carney. Never go full Jay Carney.
Point by point by point on his notes, you know, just questions, concerns from folks there who have been able to speak up about, you know, their children and education and mental illness and the health and then the prison system. But I want to go back just briefly. I mean, obviously he's there in the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting. He's met with the family today, and he was mentioning Charlottesville. And again, you know, when Joe Biden announced he wanted to run for president, what did he say? He wants to fight for the soul of this nation, and that is precisely what he is trying to do in making his case to become the next president. President of the United States.
Wow, that is precisely what he's doing. Well, I mean, wow. She is so impressed. She is so impressed. And I never would have predicted that from a CNN anchor. Never would have predicted anything remotely like that. So Brooke Baldwin doing the heavy lifting there. Meanwhile, CNN had an entire panel lionizing Jacob Blake and Joe Biden. And then Jacob Blake's attorneys were attacking Donald Trump and William Barr. Nothing like having the attorneys for a man accused, alleged of digitally raping a woman with her son in the room, appearing on TV to lionize Joe Biden, and CNN had an entire panel doing this. It was really, really solid stuff. By the way, the lawyer originally claimed, lest you forget, Benjamin Crump originally claimed that Jacob Blake was there on the scene in order to break up a fight between two women. He was a good Samaritan, and then he tried to walk away from the confrontation when he was senselessly shot by the cops. Not one element of that was true. Here is the here is that bit of propaganda on CNN yesterday.
What we've seen was, you know, Vice President Biden show a great degree of empathy, and that also shares stories and challenges of medical challenges that he's personally had. And I thought that was, I thought that helped ease the burden a little bit to some degree for Jacob.
What we heard from Vice President Biden is that he is very supportive of measures that allow police to better do their job.
I think that Attorney General Barr's statements are very disturbing, and I think that type of rhetoric is divisive, and I think at a time where we really need to be united.
What was divisive there? Okay, that guy's actually Blavory Lamar. Benjamin Crump was the person who took the photo that you see on the screen there. That's why I said Benjamin Crump. You can see the photo on the screen of Jacob Blake. Blavory Lamar, what exactly did Barr do that was so terrible? Barr said that systemic racism is not a problem in police departments across the country, which, again, is true. Okay, the evidence of systemic racism, meaning that the police are systemically racist, like out to get black people, it is not there. The evidence that that is a widespread problem in American policing is not there. Are there cases of policemen who are racist? Sure. Are there cases of everybody in any industry being racist? Sure. Are police, widely and broadly speaking, racist and out to get black people? The answer, of course, is no. But this is the narrative promulgated by the media. Right? Again, this all goes back to that centralized narrative that Democrats and the media have been pushing for now decades, which is that black people are being ground under the boot heel of American cruelty and racism. Now, that message immediately goes away as soon as Democrats are elected. But when Republicans are in office, then it immediately comes back again. What's so insulting about this is there was a point in time when this was true. For, in fact, a huge swath of American history, this was true. It is not true in 2020. It has not been true for quite a while. Coming up, more cases of police interactions that are being miscalibrated by the media. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the media continued to tell stories about police officers shooting innocent suspects, and the stories continued to not be true. So, for example, there was a low-level unrest in Washington, D.C. over the last couple of nights after there was a man named Dion Kay who was shot. Okay, he was an 18-year-old. He was shot by a D.C. police officer. He died shortly afterward in a nearby hospital. And then he immediately became part of the pantheon of Say Their Name. Right? Protesters sprung into action. They went to the house of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who, of course, had tried to appease the mob and be part of the mob by painting giant letters on the street and renaming plazas and all of this. So they initially seized on reports that a black man was unjustifiably shot by the cops. And then the tape came out, and it turns out that this guy was running from the cops. He was not, in fact, shot in the back, as the original allegation suggested. He was shot directly in the front because he was carrying a handgun at the time. What's a cop supposed to do? Like, stand there and wait for the suspect to raise the handgun and shoot him? Here is the actual tape of what happened with Dion Kay. Here are the cops arriving, if you can't see this. And they are chasing the suspect, okay? And then they see the suspect. The suspect comes around the corner, and he has a gun, right? And then they go and they find the gun. And so it looks like maybe he was trying to throw the gun. But you have no idea. When somebody comes at you with a gun, what are you supposed to do? Wait to see, like, which angle his arm is going to come at? According to townhall.com, police say officers were responding to a live stream on social media of a man brandishing a firearm. The officers recognized the young man from their previous encounters with the individual. According to the chief, Kay was a validated gang member. When officers arrived and approached the car, two of the four occupants fled on foot. Body cam footage of the incident captures Dion Kay raising a gun as he runs toward a Hispanic officer. The officer then fires a single shot at Kay, striking him in the chest. And two people who complied with the cops, of course, were arrested without injury, which is what typically happens. I remember even in the George Floyd situation, there were other people in the car, nothing happened to them. And meanwhile, another fact pattern that is now being used as an evidence of systemic American racism, seven police officers have been suspended in Rochester after the death of Daniel Prude. We talked about this case a little bit yesterday. This is a case in which there is a black man who is apparently high on PCP, and it was suspected that he was suffocated to death by the officers. According to the New York Times, the man, Daniel Prude, was having a psychotic episode. Apparently, he'd been hospitalized for suicidal ideation earlier in the day and then released. He was handcuffed by officers running naked in the streets in the middle of a freezing night. You can actually see the snow coming down in the video. Prude began spitting and claiming out loud that he had COVID-19. This is the beginning of the COVID crisis. And then they put what was called a spit sock over his head. Those are mesh bags, okay? They don't suffocate you. They are mesh bags. You can breathe through them. When he tried to rise, the officers forced Prude face down on the ground. One of them pushes his head to the pavement. Prude was held down by the police for 2 minutes and then later had to be resuscitated. The accusation is, of course, that they asphyxiated him. Okay, now, there's one problem with this. The EMT arrives, and they're focusing in on the fact that one of the officers has his knee on the guy's back. Now, that is, throughout the United States, an approved procedure, because this is true for George Floyd, too. It's an approved police procedure dealing with a condition called excited delirium. Okay, excited delirium is a medically known condition. And, in fact, when the EMT arrives on scene, the EMT says, guys, this is a case of excited delirium. Right? He's trying to comfort them. He says, this isn't your fault. Now, the media have also said that they're laughing at him. The man makes some sort of comment about his penis, and they start laughing at the comment because it's kind of funny. They're not sitting there laughing at the man's condition. Okay, that's not what the video actually shows. In any case, excited delirium has now been mistaken in several cases for police brutality. Here's an article from the Western Journal of Emergency Medicine circa 2011 from Professor Asia Takuchi of the University of California San Diego School of Medicine, Terrence Ahern from the Keck School of Medicine at USC, and Sean Henderson from the Keck School of Medicine at USC about excited delirium. Here is how they describe the condition of excited delirium. Excited or agitated delirium, which again was named by the officers in this case, also in the George Floyd case, is characterized by agitation, aggression, acute distress, and sudden death, often in the pre-hospital care setting. It is typically associated with the use of drugs that alter dopamine processing, hyperthermia, and most notably, sometimes with death of the affected person in the custody of law enforcement. Subjects typically die from cardiopulmonary arrest, although the cause is debated. So in fact, what they're saying is that basically, excited delirium happens to a lot of people, but it very often is the reason why the cops are called, because you'll see somebody acting extraordinarily erratically, aggressively. You'll see people acting with agitation. It's associated with drugs like, for example, fentanyl in the case of George Floyd, or in this particular case, drugs like PCP, hyperthermia, right? Hypothermia is where you're too cold. Hyperthermia is where you're too hot, which might be one reason why this unfortunate guy was walking around naked in the snow. Subjects typically die from cardiopulmonary arrest, right? They die of a heart attack, essentially. And then people mistakenly attribute that to the restraints that the officers are using. I mean, they literally say this in a 2011 article. These are doctors, right? These are medical doctors. So we're following the science here. So one of the things that they say is, EXD, right, excited delirium, has gained increasing public attention recently due to the number of postmortem explanations offered by medical examiners regarding the death of individuals being restrained by police or being taken into custody. Authors of one review article found enough evidence in the literature to suggest that excited delirium might represent the clinical spectrum of rhabdomyolysis and neuroleptic malignant syndrome might represent the clinical spectrum of a single disease. They say that very often, medical examiners mistakenly attribute the deaths to asphyxia in these particular cases. But in fact, in most cases of excited delirium, people die without ever having encountered the police. Since the victims sometimes die in police custody, says this study, the most widely publicized proposed causes of death in EXD are taser use and positional asphyxia. No study thus far has been able to demonstrate a causal relationship between taser use and subsequent individual's death. Also, supporters of the positional asphyxia hypothesis postulate that anoxic death results from the combination of increased oxygen demand with a failure to maintain a patent airway or inhibition of the chest wall. But the positional asphyxia theory has been refuted by a series of articles exploring the effect of PRMP on ventilatory capacity and arterial blood gases. Okay, so basically what this article says is that people suddenly die after exhibiting excited delirium, and it is generally not the suppression of the officers that leads to it. But one of the reasons why this is an approved use of force, you know, putting your knee on somebody's back or on the back of somebody's neck, as long as you're not actually cracking their sternum or something, is because people get very aggressive and they get very erratic when they have excited delirium. This has been treated by everybody as another example of unwarranted police brutality. And if you know nothing about excited delirium, that's what it looks like. But the media don't even bother to report on excited delirium, which is, in fact, what the EMC said it was arriving on scene. So again, the narrative matters more than anything else. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump says the report in The Atlantic about his allegedly making disparaging remarks about U.S. forces is another political attack against him.
When a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done much, so much for the military, can write things like that and get away with it where you actually ask questions on it, it's a disgrace, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And let me just tell you, I watched the interview with Sleepy Joe Biden, and he didn't ask questions. You didn't ask questions like that. Read the questions, yes. They were like meant for a child.
Mr. Trump says no one's done more for the military than he has. Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris scheduled to make her first campaign appearance in the battleground state of Wisconsin Labor Day with a stop in Milwaukee, while Vice President Mike Pence will be headed to the western part of the Badger State. The dual appearances come just days after the president and his challenger were in Kenosha 2 days apart. Wisconsin, one of the few swing states Mr. Trump won by less than a percentage point in 2016. The unofficial end of the summer this weekend is the urge to get out over Labor Day being overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump urging people to practice social distancing and use common sense over the weekend.
Let's just try and get through this one weekend, and I think we have a chance of doing that. Just social distance, wash your hands, all of the hygiene things that we speak about.
A powerful typhoon, the second in a week, barreling toward the southern cluster of Japanese Okinawa Islands, prompting warnings about torrential rainfall and fierce wind gusts. Weather officials say Typhoon Haishen was on course to hit Okinawa by Sunday, and then later the main southern island of Kyushu. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
This is not time for spiritual awakening.
I need to be the man that God made me to be.
One Nation Under God, the inspiring new movie so relevant to our times that it's a topic being discussed in this week's news.
Our founding fathers placed God in the center of our nation. Shouldn't he have a place in our school system and in the government?
Starring Kevin Sorbo, Antonio Sabato Jr., and football great Herschel Walker.
We can do anything with faith. We can accomplish anything with faith.
One Nation Under God, winner of 35 film festivals.
God is still here, and God will always be here.
From the producers of God's Not Dead, One Nation Under God. Go to SalemNow.com to purchase and use promo code MOVIE for 20% off. SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE.
A study from the Oxford University indicates the Tokyo Olympics are already the most expensive summer games on record, and the costs are expected to go higher.
An economist at Oxford Said Business School, Brent Fleiferbjerg, has told the Associated Press the Tokyo cost overrun already exceeds 200%, and that's even before several billion more dollars are added on from the one-year delay from the COVID-19 pandemic. The author cites many reasons for the rising costs and cost overruns, and is offering solutions for the IOC. The vast majority of costs are picked up by governments, with the IOC contributing only a small portion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump announced Serbia and Kosovo have normalized economic ties as part of U.S. brokered talks. The discussions included Belgrade saying they're moving their Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. More news and analysis at townhall.com. A century-old military news outlet threatened by budget cuts may have been saved by a tweet.
The military's independent newspaper, Stars and Stripes, has been ordered to cease publication by the end of September. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he made the decision as a result of his department-wide budget review. The Pentagon order follows a move earlier this year to cut the paper's funding from the department budget. It's considered a reflection of the Trump administration's animosity for the media and members of the press. The Pentagon order is despite congressional efforts to continue funding the century-old publication. Members of Congress, including Republican Lindsey Graham, have voiced opposition to the move. Graham says that as a veteran, he knows the value that the Stars and Stripes brings to its readers. Jennifer King, Washington.
United Airlines plans to furlough over 16,000 employees next month. That's but a smaller number than they had predicted in July because thousands of workers agreeing to leave, taking early retirement or buyouts. More news at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
It is only at this point that the New York Times says, you know, on July 5th, he was charged with resisting arrest and possession of a loaded firearm. And he showed a bloodied arm to a journalist with Bloomberg and said he'd been shot while intervening in a fight at the end of July. I mean, it's amazing. So the New York Times just runs cover for a guy who pretty obviously was a murderer. And this is your wonderful media. The narrative has overtaken nearly all of America's major institutions. We're in the middle of a cultural revolution. It's a cultural revolution in which America's major institutions, ranging from political parties to media outlets to even places like the APA, have the American Psychological Association, have been overtaken by politics. And it undermines their credibility as experts, by the way. I'm not going to listen to the quote-unquote experts unless they actually demonstrate expertise in the subject area that they purport to proclaim expertise. And the American Psychological Association, I'm supposed to believe their designations in the DSM that a man who believes he is a woman is not, in fact, suffering from any sort of mental condition or mental illness. I'm supposed to believe that. I'm going to believe that from the same people at the APA who now suggest that capitalism is racist. These are the experts, guys. Very scientific people. Super scientific. More on that in a moment. But first, folks, this is the most important election in American history, or at least modern American history. Our way of life is pretty obviously on the ballot at this point. We've got far-left radicals burning down the cities and attacking the police. We have Joe Biden threatening to rewrite American history. We've got the Constitution on the ballot. Apparently that doesn't matter anymore as Democrats have struggled to kill the filibuster and then just add states willy-nilly to the United States Senate. We know the 2020 election is going to be about turnout. Our opponents have their own get-out-the-vote machine. It is huge and it is intimidating. We need a massive get-out-the-vote effort on the conservative side. Our friends at Job Creators Network are doing just that. It's simple. Go to 10420.com, take the 10420 pledge. You'll receive a link. It'll give you the most trusted voting information and tools you can use to become a part of the largest conservative get-out-the-vote effort ever. You'll be asked to send a message to 10 people you know who care about America and ask them to commit to sign the pledge too. Family and neighbors, church and work friends, join the Army for Freedom. Go to 10420.com. That's the number 10, FOR20.com, and take the pledge right now. Don't let our opponents outwork us. Go to 10420.com right now and do your part. That's the number 10, FOR, the number 20. .com right now. So the Cultural Revolution has now overtaken quote-unquote institutions of science. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren wants to use those institutions of science in order to use the government to cram down her purported messages. Warren has now joined forces with Representative Ayanna Pressley, who was encouraging violence 5 seconds ago, and Representative Barbara Lee of California to promote the Anti-Racism in Public Health Act, which would put COVID-19 restrictions in the same square as Black Lives Matter protests. Warren said in a statement, "It's time we start treating structural racism like we would treat any other public health problem or disease." Oh, you mean a thing that you can't define? You want to treat like an actual disease? You mean you want to use the power of the CDC in order to go after people who you purport to be, who you claim are racist, without any evidence that they're actually racist? Because remember, structural racism does not require racist intent or actual racist policy. It just requires disparate impact. So she wants to create a national center for anti-racism at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to research and explore racism's health impacts. They also want to create a law enforcement violence prevention program at the CDC as a bulwark against police brutality. Because when I think of Center for Disease Control, first thing I think is law enforcement violence prevention program. Pretty incredible stuff here from Elizabeth Warren. So all major institutions will be turned toward the narrative. Over at USC, how far have they turned at the universities toward this narrative? Here's how far they've turned at the universities toward this narrative. Over the last couple of days, a man named Greg Patton, a professor of clinical business communication at USC, was suspended from his job. Why? Because he had this to say. He literally was talking about how people use filler words in different languages. And he mentioned a filler word in Chinese. Okay, and here is what he had to say. This got him suspended and investigated by the University of Southern California when people claimed they were offended by a word in Chinese that sounds like a slur in English but has nothing to do with that slur.
If you have a lot of and this is culturally specific, so based on your native language, like in China, the common word is that. So in China, it might be nega. So there's different words that you'll hear in different countries, but they're vocal disfluencies of saying that.
He was suspended for this. USC is now offering supportive measures to any student, faculty, or staff member who requests assistance. The school is, quote, committed to building a culture of respect and dignity where all members of our community can feel safe, supported, and can thrive. Our institutions are completely broken, completely and utterly broken. All points of commonality have been lost. And you can tell where people believe the poles of power are in American society right now and the direction American society is moving. We have another Rachel Dolezal case. So there is a woman who is at George Washington University. She's an associate professor in African history. Her name is Jessica Krug. She admitted Thursday she is actually a culture leech who is white. She wrote a life-shattering Medium post titled The Truth and Anti-Black Violence of My Lies. She's a self-proclaimed historian of politics, ideas, and cultural practices in Africa and the African diaspora. She said, for the better part of my adult life, every move I've made, every relationship I've formed has been rooted in the napalm toxic soil of lies. To an escalating degree over my adult life, I've eschewed my lived experience as a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas City under various assumed identities within a blackness that I had no right to claim. First, North African blackness, then U.S.-rooted blackness, then Caribbean-rooted Bronx blackness. I've built my life on a violent anti-black lie. I've lied in every breath I have taken. She's the author of the book Fugitive Modernities, Kisama and the Politics of Freedom, which interrogates the political practices and discourses through which those who fled from slavery and the violence of the slave trade in Angola forged coherent political communities outside of and in opposition to state politics. She says there is no parallel form of my adulthood connected to white people or a white community or an alternative white identity. I have lived this life fully, completely, with no exit plan or strategy. I have no identity outside of this. I have never developed one. So she doesn't really explain why she was a... why she has decided to reveal this. And now the actual answer is that she has decided to reveal this apparently because she was about to be outed about all of this. But again, we live in a society where, you know, folks like Rachel Dolezal seek positions of power by masquerading as members of a particular race. And now you have this woman who is masquerading as a black woman in order to gain presumably power and prestige. That does say something about where we stand in American society today. There were not a lot of white people who were attempting to pass as black in a time of widespread American racism in the 1950s, 1960s, 1940s, 1930s. Okay, this is just another cultural hallmark of the fact that, in fact, black Americans are treated really well in the United States. Again, people don't tend to masquerade and take on the lived experiences of people who are the victims in a society. That is not something that they tend to do. In fact, throughout tragic periods of American history, black people in many cases were forced to try to masquerade as white people simply so they could be treated as equal human beings. Right? The fact that you now have people in academia, the Rachel Dolezals or this lady, who are trying to act black and pretend to be black in order to gain cultural prestige. I mean, this lady obviously has problems and you don't want to use her as the case in point of what's going on in the United States. But again, it does have something to say on a broader level about where we stand in terms of race relations in the United States. By the way, I'm not the only person who's suggesting that maybe this crazy story about a professor masquerading as a black person has something to say more broadly about the state of American culture. Thomas Chatterton Williams tweeted today, and he's correct, if wokeness can be understood as the redistribution of recognition, then it can't help but inspire an outrageous amount of fraudulence. Jessica Krug is just the superlative form of a much broader and subtler phoniness and exaggeration in the culture. That is exactly right. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be joined by Brandon Tatum. He is an expert in police use of force. We're going to chat through some of these cases because people have wild misperceptions about how the cops actually act. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by former police officer and founder of TatumReport.com, Brandon Tatum. Brandon served 6 years with the Tucson Police Department. During his tenure, Tatum became a SWAT operator, field training officer, general instructor, and public information officer. Brandon, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben, for having me on.
So there's obviously a lot of talk about policing these days. So let's talk about some of the misconceptions about police. We've been hearing from Joe Biden and from many Democrats and many members of the media that the police departments across the country are systemically racist. They seem not to be able to actually explain what that term means specifically. What's your take on the allegation that police across the country are systemically racist?
Well, I think it's completely idiotic. I mean, the fact that they cannot point to a single incident that we all can work together to fix, they have to say it's systemic. They have to create this boogeyman. I mean, I was a police officer for 6.5 years. I worked on a police department that was primarily white and Hispanic. I never saw a racist police officer. Now, do they exist? Yeah, they probably do. But I have never seen it, and I have worked in communities of color. I've worked in white communities and as such. Most police officers are just worried about getting home, and they're worried about getting killed. And believe it or not, there's other people than black people who can kill police officers, and that's pretty much what most police officers focus on.
So, Brandon, some of the other things that people seem to believe about the police are completely fictitious, of course. They seem to think that police officers have magical abilities to subdue suspects without ever engaging in actual use of force. And so they have these very weird perceptions of what sorts of use of force are okay and what sorts of use of force are not. So, for example, you have Joe Biden claiming that the officers in Kenosha should be charged, presumably with excessive force or attempted murder. In the case of Jacob Blake, I've been talking on the show for a while about that particular case. They picked an extraordinarily poor example, considering there was an open warrant for sexual assault and domestic abuse, that they were called to the scene because he had allegedly just digitally raped a woman with her kid in the room, that he resisted arrest, that he walked around the front of the car, he reached into his car where a knife was found on the floorboards. That seems to me like almost the definition of a justified shoot.
Right. I mean, it's textbook. I mean, you can't get any justifiable than that. I mean, the guy – okay, so there's a thing called a force continuum in policing. And that means that you use a reasonable amount of force and it escalates depending on what the suspect does. I'm pretty sure when they first got there, it was verbal. Then it became physical. And then they used less lethal, which reportedly they used the taser twice and it didn't work. He had one of the police officers in a headlock. After they've gone through the meticulous path of least resistance, and then they get to the point where he's now still an active threat. He goes in the vehicle. It's the potential that their lives are in danger and they can suffer serious bodily injury and or death, which is the definition of the availability for cops to use deadly force. They shot him 7 times. The last shot probably rendered him incapable of continuing to be a threat, and they stopped shooting him. If they had it in their mind, in their heart to kill him, they just shot him in the head 2 or 3 times and he'd have been finished. He didn't even die. They used the amount of force that was necessary to execute that arrest, and that's exactly what they did. These Democrats are lying. They're lazy in their understanding, and they're just trying to win an election. They do not care about policing, and they don't care about black folks.
We're speaking about speaking with Brandon Tatum, who served 6 years with the Tucson Police Department during his tenure. He was a SWAT office operator and a field training officer, general instructor. Brandon, so some of the other cases that have come up, it's amazing how fast the narrative pops up and then is completely unsupported by the facts. We've seen this case in Washington, D.C., in which an 18-year-old was shot by the cops, and the suggestion was that he was shot in the back. He was not, in fact, shot in the back, that he was unarmed. He was not, in fact, unarmed. The video shows that he was running at the cops with a gun, and then he was shot. It spurred protests. Anyway, this is treated as though it is, you know, kind of holy writ, the original accounts. You see the same thing happening in Rochester with this horrible case of a man who apparently died from excited delirium. Can you talk a little bit about excited delirium state? Because this has come up in a couple of different cases. It came up in the George Floyd case. It has now come up in this case of a man named Daniel Prude in Rochester, in which it appears that somebody is extremely high on a very dangerous drug, and they've entered an actual medical state called excited delirium. Then they die of excited delirium, and the cops end up being blamed for asphyxia when it doesn't appear that that's actually what happened.
Right. I mean, the term excited delirium is a more modern term. I say in the 2000s is when I learned excited delirium. But they teach police officers out around the country what it is. But because before, they would have these situations where people were high on drugs, they had superhuman strength, and then they begin to crash. It's kind of almost like a sugar crash. But when you start crashing from excited delirium, you crash and then go into cardiac arrest and you die. So many officers would subdue these people who were extremely strong, and they would keep using force on them all the way until they died. And then they realized that there was a phenomenon called excited delirium. So when you're using uppers and you're high on PCP or drugs like that, methamphetamine, you can get really, really intensely strong and your body can't handle it. And so what police officers should do in a case like that, if they can identify excited delirium is going to occur, they're supposed to kind of back off a little bit, turn the person on their side and try to, you know, give them some breathing room because they're getting ready to go into cardiac arrest. So it's something that has been implemented and taught to police officers. And it's justification that police officers aren't going to be charged because this excited delirium phenomenon is happening because of what the suspect has done, not necessarily specifically what the police officers are doing.
So, Brandon, obviously all this stuff gets wrapped up in the same narrative, and it is a point of extraordinary stupidity that when we hear the Say Their Name movement say things like, okay, well, Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Trayvon Martin, these all belong in the same category. It's pretty obvious that they're attempting to push a narrative, that they really don't care about the individual facts of any individual case. You know, as a former police officer and somebody who you know, performed training, are there reforms that are necessary in policing? And if so, what do they look like?
Yeah, there is reforms that I think are necessary, but none of these cases are examples of reform. I mean, you can't reform people resisting arrest and pulling guns on you and being violent actors. That's not a part of training. They don't train police officers to shoot people in the back. Those are examples of poor policing. But when you talk about the overall perspective of policing, I think that there's room for improvement. When I was a police officer, I happened to be on a SWAT team, so I had an adequate amount of training. But most police officers don't have enough firearm training. And when you're not trained proficiently in firearm and you're not confident with your firearm, you begin to make poor decisions and you begin to be what we call trigger happy because you're not confident and also confident in self-defense. If you're confident in fighting, then you're not going to be so quick to pull a gun on somebody or use other measures of less lethal force. You can go hands-on. Those things are not any fault of police officers. It's a fault of our culture of not supporting the police officers enough to give them the adequate training. I mean, you can only train so much in real life scenarios, because if you have a crazy person that's experiencing excited delirium, you can only play that role in a scenario so many times. In real life, it's very different. So I think it's room for improvement, but the only way we're going to improve is we have honest conversations. And none of these cases, Blake, you talk about Ahmaud Arbery, which wasn't a police situation,
right,
but you talk about Breonna Taylor and all this. If they could come up with real situations, we can actually talk. But these are fraudulent, fake, made-up scenarios that aren't even pointing us in the right direction.
Well, Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, you can check him out at TatumReport.com. Brandon, really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Multiple annuities and holding them full term.
when the forgotten poor are suffering and in need of healing. They wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. Heroes of mercy, like these.
Every human being has the right to be treated as human, to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the look in the patient's eyes or the smile that you get when life has been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
You bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show, number 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Ben, in New York, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Ben.
I live in the wonderful state of New York, second worst in the union. So I had two questions. So my first one is, I have a friend and a cousin who were making a big deal in the Jacob Blake shooting of how many shots the officer fired. They were saying how the 7 shots was excessive, which personally, I don't really care how many he shot. I just think if you're going to shoot the guy, then if he does something to get shot, then he does something to get shot. But I wondered how you would respond to that.
So this completely ignores police protocol. So the way that you fire, if you're a police officer, is you fire until the threat is neutralized. And because you have a semi-automatic weapon, that means that you can pull the trigger very, very quickly. And so you fire until it's neutralized. You don't fire and then check condition and then fire again and then check condition and then fire. It wasn't like they fired. They saw he was fine. They shot him again. They saw he was not fine. They kept shooting at him. That's not how any of this works. This stuff happens within a blink of an eye. You can see it happening on tape. It's why in virtually every police shooting, there are a lot of rounds that are fired at the suspect because you fire until the threat is neutralized. That the number of shots is completely irrelevant to this point. Completely irrelevant. I mean, frankly, it's a ridiculous thing. It's from people who watch too much TV, and then they think, oh, well, you know what? He should have shot his trigger finger. Why didn't he shoot his trigger finger, the bad guy? That's what he should have done. He should have shot to wound.
Yeah.
Right? Officers are taught to shoot for center of mass because that is the most obvious place you can shoot to neutralize. And then you fire until the threat is neutralized. Everybody knows this who has ever studied police protocol. And unless your friend is some sort of expert marksman, unless he's Kiefer Sutherland in 24 and he can hit a target from 400 meters away with a handgun, I would suggest that he shut his pie hole on this particular topic.
Yeah. So my other question then was about voting. So I live in New York, obviously, and I'm a Republican, so my vote for president basically doesn't really matter. And so originally I was kind of planning on writing in either Ted Cruz or Dan Crenshaw. And then another friend pointed out that my vote would actually count, the popular vote. So I wondered, do you think that, like, for example, for people like me, it's worth voting to increase Trump's number in the popular vote? Or should we just write in our conscience, basically?
I mean, honestly, I don't think your vote matters very much in New York. I don't think the popular vote is going to decide anything. And people who keep suggesting the popular vote matters are obviously demagogues. It doesn't matter. The popular vote is completely irrelevant. If we wanted to have a popular vote election, we'd have a popular vote election. That's not the way this process works. Having lived in a state where my vote doesn't matter my entire life, I think that certainly allows you the freedom to be able to say, okay, I'm just going to write in, you know, Chuckles the Clown for President of the United States, and it makes absolutely no difference. But, you know, if you believe that maybe at least in the PR the popular vote matters, I suppose you can vote for Trump. But again, I'm not going to pretend that voting for Trump in New York makes one iota of difference. It simply does not. Ben,
yeah.
I appreciate the call. Sam in Maple Grove, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Sam.
Hey, Ben. I have just a couple of questions for you. One is there was recently a poll in the Military Times indicating that Joe Biden had a lead in military personnel in support over Trump, like a 6-point lead. And that was before this obviously fake Atlantic hit piece that just came out in the last like 24 hours. And I'm wondering, do you have any reason, do you have any suspicion as to why that would be, why he would lose such support in military as opposed to Joe Biden. I mean, I've never seen anything from Donald Trump.
So there's a vast gap in that poll, in that Military Times poll. There's a vast gap between officers and enlisted troops. So 60% of officers say they have an unfavorable opinion of Trump, compared to 47% of enlisted members. His favorability is underwater with all of the groups in this particular poll. It's an online poll, so that means that it's kind of not super representative, although they say that the poll has a margin of error of less than 2 percentage points. I mean, the answer is obviously a personality thing. I mean, there's a widespread perception among Americans that Trump is generally not super respectful of the military, mainly because of his comments about people like John McCain his comments about the military in the past. And it's why the Atlantic piece is getting legs, even though the Atlantic piece is pretty obviously false. I mean, John Bolton, who was supposedly in the room for one of these conversations and was not shy about dishing dirt on President Trump in his book, for sure, he says that this is not true. Well, what you know, the suggestion that Trump was ripping on dead members of the military, like that he said that's not correct. But listen, I know obviously a lot of members in the military. I think the overall perspective on Trump is that they like Trump better than the Democrats. But notice that in that poll, it doesn't suggest that a majority of people like Joe Biden. It just said that Biden has 41% support compared to Trump's 37%, which suggests that only adds up to 78%. So that's 22% of people who say they don't have an opinion. So it's quite possible that 22% breaks overwhelmingly for Trump. I mean, that is certainly a possibility. So it's 41 to 37 doesn't tell you a whole hell of a lot. It just means that people don't like Trump's personality. When the military votes roll in, I expect they will be heavily pro-Trump, just like law enforcement, like, you know, firefighters. I think that anybody who's in a position to protect others is going to probably favor Trump over Biden. But listen, Trump's personality is a problem. It's always been a problem. It's not going to stop being a problem. And anybody who suggests that it isn't is just ignorant about polls or whistling past the graveyard here.
Yeah, no, I get that. What's your gut level feeling about that Atlantic story that just came up from Jeffrey Goldberg?
Jeffrey Goldberg. Well, so Jeffrey Goldberg's a schmuck, number one. I think Jeffrey Goldberg is terrible. He was a mouthpiece for the Obama administration. I think that he would never run any piece about Barack Obama that was based on 4 unsourced or unnamed sources. 2, again, John Bolton was supposedly in the room for one of these, and he denied that it happened. 3, it sounds like dirt dished by John. Like the one case that we know that sounds like kind of true is the case with John Kelly. And that's because it includes a reinterpretation of Trump's original comment by Kelly. And again, Trump's original comment could be read in 2 ways. His comment was something like, why would somebody sacrifice on behalf of somebody else like this? And that can either be expressed as like wonderment at the bravery of somebody or as derogatory. And so they decided to reinterpret the comment. The idea that he canceled the Bella Woods visit because he just didn't like dead soldiers as opposed to because of the weather is not true. I mean, there are emails within the White House talking about the weather. So I have serious doubts about the story. I think any story that is so convenient and based on unnamed sources tends not to be true. And I've made that mistake myself. I mean, I made that mistake as a reporter, you know, in the olden days when I was working for Breitbart. I remember reporting a story that was based on a rumor. It was about Chuck Hagel, who was then being nominated for defense secretary. And it was a rumor that I had a couple of unnamed sources on. We reported it. It turned out not to be true, but it fed the confirmation bias. I shouldn't have reported it. And apparently you're allowed to report it now. So that's exciting news.
Yeah, because I mean, it's really traveling. I mean, everyone's going with the story. The hashtags are trending on Twitter. They're getting, you know, there was that Vote Vets account that came out with a really, really well polished ad in a remarkably short period of time from, you know, the public finding out about it. So I mean, it's obviously orchestrated, and it's really sad that it's getting this kind of attention when it's obviously fake. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, even if it were true, there's no way to source it like this. I mean, you can't run with a story like this that is obviously just based on everybody hates Trump, so they'll believe whatever we throw out there. I mean, Zach Beauchamp from Box.com, he put out a tweet saying this is obviously plausible. Well, since when is plausible the standard for running a story? I think it's plausible that Joe Biden is not alive, but I can't actually run with a breaking Joe Biden is dead, right? I mean, like, you can't do that. That's not the way that works. Sam, appreciate the call. Keith in California, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Keith.
All right, thank you so much for taking my call. Just a two-part question. The first one is obviously the Democrats are trying to get out of this debate. Do you actually think that these debates are going to happen this year? And if they do, who do you think comes out looking a little more pristine than the other?
So I think that the debates will happen. I think that the problem for Trump is that because Trump has engaged – he's a real estate guy. So he engages in what real estate people call puffery, Right? He's constantly talking himself up, talking up the things he likes, talking down the things he doesn't like. And what that means is that he actually does the reverse of what a politician does. Typically what a politician does, Bill Clinton was famous for doing this, is talk up threats and talk down successes. So what he would do is he'd say, you know, we have a real tough economy here, real tough economy, and we were expecting very slow economic growth. And then there'd be like mediocre economic growth or good economic growth. He'd be like, we surpassed expectations. Isn't that great? Donald Trump's like, we're going to have the greatest economic growth anybody's ever seen. It's going to be 83%. And then when it comes in at like 4%, which is good, people like, disappointing economic growth. He's making that same mistake with the debates. He's out there being like, Joe Biden's dead. Okay, so that means if Joe Biden is mildly alive, then he wins. Well, what Trump actually should be doing is he should be saying Joe Biden has done a lot of these debates before. I'm not a career politician. Joe Biden debated Paul Ryan. Joe Biden has debated Sarah Palin. Like, Joe Biden has debated a variety of political figures over the course of his life. I've really only done a couple of debates against fellow Republicans, and I think Joe's going to do great. And then he goes in and he clocks Joe Biden, and then the media have no place to go. The problem is that the bar is so low for Biden right now that if he doesn't physically keel over on the stage and bang his head on the ground, they're going to declare that Biden has a victory. I think that there are a couple of things that Trump can do. Right out the gate, he really needs to get aggressive with him, which is likely what he will do. He needs to hit him with Hunter Biden right out of the gate. He needs to fluster Biden. He needs to get under his skin. Biden has a habit of breaking into this kind of quasi-Joker grin. He used it a lot in the debate with Paul Ryan, you'll recall. Paul Ryan would say something that was true, and Joe Biden would just kind of laugh it off bizarrely. It was a really weird debate performance. And he might try that with Trump. But if Trump gets under his skin by going after Hunter, which is fair game, then you could see Biden turn into cantankerous old Biden who can't put together a sentence. And that's kind of what Trump, I think, would be looking for.
Right. My second part is that I'm from California. I know you are, too. And we have this absolutely wonderful governor over here who, you know, totally knows what he's doing. And I have a restaurant, and obviously he just put out another of these wonderful four tiers that we have to meet in order to get open. What do you think the end game is with this guy?
You know, I think that the end game is that nothing's going to be allowed to be open until, you know, they feel like there's a vaccine. I think that the political incentives are stacked up so poorly right now that governors are being lauded for locking down. And then you're seeing these threats wildly inflated by the media. I mean, wildly inflated. There is a new IHME study out. And the IHME model basically takes into account, you know, some basic considerations about how COVID is going to grow. And those considerations are not really true, but they're being touted anyway. So this IHME model, which suggests that we are, you know, essentially in the first throes of this thing, and it's going to get a lot worse. They're now suggesting that by the end of the year, by January 1, they're suggesting more than 410 American coronavirus deaths by January 1st. That would mean another 224,000 Americans lost over the next 4 months. So they say that that's because people are not going to mask as much, and it means there might be a winter spike. That model is so wildly wrong. I'm saying it right now. There will not be another 224,000 deaths in America in the next 4 months. It's not going to happen. That model is just wrong. Now, maybe I'll be pointed out to be wrong. People will then take this clip and use it. Fine. Use the clip. Based on best available evidence right now, that model is dead wrong. The model suggests there will be in California, another 37,000 deaths by January 1st. Throughout this pandemic, there have been a grand total of 13,000 deaths in California thus far. So they're saying we're going to triple that number of deaths in the next 4 months alone. I have serious, serious questions about that, especially considering that it's burned its way through LA County. And when people – there's no evidence that there are second waves. Right. Basically, what we know about COVID is that there's a first wave that goes through areas and then it's basically done, which is why you haven't seen any uptick in New York and New Jersey. This model is suggesting another 9,000 deaths in New York over the course of the next 4 months. I don't know where that is coming from exactly. Like, where are these numbers coming from? They said there will be another 15,000 deaths in Florida. There have only been about 16,000 deaths in Florida. So they're going to double the number of deaths by the end of the year in Florida. Florida already spiked in its most populous counties, in Palm Beach, in Miami-Dade. So where's it going to go exactly? What we are watching is that it spikes in certain areas and then it spikes in other areas. But I don't know. Again, the therapeutics are getting better. The death rates are dropping radically in hospitals. The projected winter increase assumes seasonality in terms of infections, like it was going to peter out in the summer and then go back up during the winter. It didn't peter out during the summer. It raged through the South during the summer. So I have serious doubts about this. But the media proposed these models specifically to suggest that we just have to continue these lockdowns ad infinitum. And the evidence of that is incredibly scanty. I appreciate the call, Keith.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate your time.
We'll take more of your calls in just one moment at 855-236-3228. First, let's talk about the fact that the left truly believes, I mean really does believe, that It is bad to be patriotic right now. It's an amazing belief. There's a tweet the other day from Michael McCall, who served in the Obama administration, suggesting that if you want to educate American children that America is exceptional and that they should be patriotic, that that is Russian propaganda. It turns out it is not. It is very good to be patriotic in the greatest country created on the face of the earth. Okay, and this Labor Day would be a great time to show your patriotism. My friends over at FreedomWorks are urging you to use this Labor Day to do just that. If you'd like to join the celebration, please text Ben, that's my name Ben, to 41490. Sign up and share how you plan to celebrate today. Even though things seem tense right now, the important thing to remember is that we are all Americans. We're citizens, neighbors, members of our communities. It's even more important to celebrate that fact these days. That's why FreedomWorks is urging everyone to use this Labor Day, September 7th, as a day where we celebrate each other and our country. If you'd like to join them, please text Ben to 41490. Sign up, share how you plan to celebrate this Labor Day the right way. Again, text Ben to 41490. Text my name, Ben, to 41490. Sign up, share how you plan to celebrate this Labor Day correctly.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're taking your calls at 855-236-3228, 855-236-3228. Cliff in North Carolina, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Cliff.
Holy crap, I'm talking to Ben Shapiro. I got a question for you. The Atlantic story is obviously BS. Jeffrey Goldberg is a liar.
Yep.
But how does Trump get ahead of this thing, man? Like, if you were advising Trump right now how would you advise him to get ahead of this? Because he obviously needs military support, and this is just conveniently timed crap if I've ever seen it.
So, I mean, the fact is that I think Trump is already ahead of this. And the reason I say that is because John Bolton has officially said it was the weather that canceled the Bella Woods visit. So I think this thing is falling apart. No one trusts Jeffrey Goldberg or should trust Jeffrey Goldberg on this. They're going to need somebody to come out on the record, and everybody's afraid to come out on the record. And the only people who have come out on the record already have denied that this is the case. I just don't think that I also don't think that recounting all of Trump's bizarre statements about military and ex-military members is going to do anything for Democrats. I mean, we went through this in 2016 with Kaiser Khan. We went through it in 2016 with John McCain. It didn't do one iota of damage to Trump. We all know who Trump is. And what? You know, we think that an unsourced story from The Atlantic that confirms all of everybody's pre-existing biases is going to change the narrative here? I don't think so. I don't think this hurts Trump in any way whatsoever, especially because the media are obviously running with an unsourced story so they can just, you know, get their jollies. It's pretty yucky. Cliff, I appreciate the call. Jake in Florida, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Jake.
Hey, Ben. So it's kind of my anecdotal belief that the lockdown policies are kind of spurring the civil unrest we're seeing. I was wondering, Trump targeted this with his anarcho jurisdiction order. I was wondering, why doesn't he do the same thing for lockdown policies and kind of create a clinical standard that people have to meet to remove lockdowns and receive federal funding?
Well, I think that, you know, the lockdowns are indeed connected to the civil unrest. I think that what you're seeing is people in the streets who are typically young and unemployed. And you saw these massive protests that were breaking out with people engaged in fun and violence. And so, yeah, I mean, COVID lockdown has something to do with that. Also, the fact that there aren't people in these businesses. I mean, if all these businesses were open at night, right? Normally, Fifth Avenue is in New York is indeed open at night, right? There are people who are shopping there, which means that the police are protecting them, and it means that there are security guards there. And none of that is happening right now. So it's a lot easier to smash into a boarded up business than just to smash into a wide open business with clientele inside. So people have fewer jobs, less stuff is open. And the only way that you can apparently go out in the street and be commended for it is if you are engaged in a smash and grab on behalf of George Floyd. So yeah, I think this has to do with all the civil unrest for sure.
Okay, so what do you think about Trump doing an order like he did with the anarcho jurisdictions for local officials to remove lockdown policies, kind of hit the root of the problem?
Again, I think it's going to be difficult. I suppose he could do that. I mean, I know Attorney General Barr has suggested that people could file lawsuits within jurisdictions, like federal lawsuits for violation of civil rights. And I think you will see that increasingly, particularly in New York and New Jersey. I mean, yesterday on the radio show, we had on a lawyer for restaurant owners in New York who are suing the city of New York for not relieving the lockdown. They're saying 500 yards away, people can open their restaurants. Here in New York City, we can't. This is ridiculous. We have zero cases of COVID at this point. So I think you'll see more lawsuits on that basis and injunctions filed on that basis. Trump could theoretically do that. And frankly, if the lockdowns continue in the face of overwhelming evidence they don't work, then he might. So that is a possibility. It's an interesting idea, Jake. I appreciate the call. Allie in North Carolina, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Allie.
Hi, Ben. So I am a political science student, and I follow current events pretty closely. So I just wanted your opinion as to if this case in Rochester, New York has such hard evidence of police brutality. Why we're just now hearing about it in September?
I mean, the reason that we're hearing about it right now is because there was a request to release the tape. The tape was released, and now everybody is reacting to the tape, which is the typical way this sort of stuff happens, right? The Breonna Taylor case became a hot topic again, even though it happened a long time ago, because a lot of the documents were then released. And you're seeing this happen, you know, all over the place. There's some contemporaneous footage that gets captured, right, like the George Floyd situation, which forces the cops to kind of rush the process in releasing the tape. But very typically, you'll see a report, the lawyers for the person who is who's subjected to violence by the police will then file for access to the information, and then it gets released by the family attorney. That's what happened in this Rochester case. Now, everybody is, of course, jumping to the conclusion in the Rochester case that the cops killed this guy. I have serious medical questions about that. I talked at length today on the podcast about what is known as excited delirium syndrome. This is a medical condition in which people who are high on serious drugs like fentanyl and meth, and in this case PCP, go into basically they get very aggressive, they get very erratic, they experience hyperthermia, which is maybe why this guy was running down the street naked in the first place, and then they suddenly die. And this is very often attributed to police action, but very often it has nothing to do with police action, even though it is attributed thereupon. The EMT who arrived on scene, by the way, in the Rochester case, immediately said this was excited delirium. This is obviously excited delirium. Like the way the media described this, the bag they put over the Prude, the fellow in Rochester, that the bag caused him to stop breathing. That is not correct. It's a mesh bag, and it's not the street that caused him to stop breathing because the street is flat, and there was no damage to the trachea, so far as I'm aware, which suggests that in fact this was death from excited delirium, and in fact that was, I believe, cited on the death certificate as one of the intervening factors. Asphyxia is very often cited also because they don't know what causes death from excited delirium, except there are lots of cases of excited delirium that are not linked to asphyxia. So, again, the fact patterns are vague here, but the suggestion that these guys went out to murder this guy, again, the fact pattern is lacking there, as usual. All righty, you're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Labor Day is the unofficial start to election season, and one poll is showing President Trump enjoying strong approval among likely voters.
At the moment, consider the big turn toward November. Some polls and composites show Mr. Biden ahead. Looking at the Rasmussen Weekly White House Watch and Real Clear Politics general election polls, there's a 4-7% advantage for the Democrat. But the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll has Mr. Trump at 52% total approval, 4 percentage points better than former President Obama on a same-day comparison. Looking at the 538.com composite, Mr. Trump has trended steadily upwards the past few weeks to 43.5%. At that mark, Mr. Trump is 4 percentage points higher than was Harry Truman ahead of the famous Dewey Wins 1948 election. George Bonzani reporting.
President Trump is directing the Office of Management and Budget to crack down on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions, calling them divisive anti-American propaganda. OMB Director Russell Vaught, in a letter to executive branch agencies directing them to identify spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other material that teaches or suggests the United States or any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. A new war of words brewing between Utah Senator Mitt Romney and President Trump.
The president's most high-profile Republican detractor in the Senate accused him this week of using tweets to, quote, further inflame racial tensions. President Trump told a campaign event in Pennsylvania, Utah's home to what he called the country's worst senator, and that, quote, Romney couldn't be elected dog catcher right now in Utah. The rhetoric may escalate in coming weeks leading up to the election, Romney already challenging the president's view that voting by mail in November could lead to widespread fraud. The president mocking Romney for marching on the White House this summer with a group of Black Lives Matter protesters. Bob Agner reporting.
That's townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
The latest jobs report exceeds expectations.
The August jobless rate fell to 8.4% after being more than 10% in July. CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall says that was a pleasant surprise.
Expectations were for the unemployment rate to be in the middle 9% area.
Stovall believes the economy is on the upswing.
Our expectation is that it'll recover by almost 33% in the third quarter and then continue to rise 6% in the fourth quarter and more than 5% for all of 2021.
Stovall thinks jobs reports in coming months will be similar to this one, with drops in both the unemployment rate and the number of new jobs created. Mike Hemp in Washington.
More breaking news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Donald Trump Jr. says he was glad to hear CNN settled a defamation lawsuit earlier this year with Nicholas Sandman. He says the network crossed legal and ethical lines when it wrongly portrayed the Covington High School student's encounter with a Native American activist at Washington Monument last year.
It shows you, again, that sort of abject hatred of the left and of these Biden voters, that because the narrative was so good, this is a young male, white, Christian, conservative, Trump supporter.
Trump Jr. spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about his new book, Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible. U.S. wildlife officials proposing to exempt some areas from habitat protections that are meant to save imperiled species. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would place a greater weight on the economic benefits of development when deciding if land or water should be protected. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Yesterday on the show, there's news from Russia that Russian vaccine, remember they were just trying it out on thousands of people? And we were all like, that seems risky. It turns out the vaccine's fine. According to a study in The Lancet, it's working out great. So there could be some serious treatments available for COVID in the very, very near future. And if that means people get back to work, the optimism in the nation is going to spike and people are going to say, do we really want somebody who's going to radically increase taxes and suggest world-changing policy? Or can we handle another 4 years of dumb tweets and actual decent policy? And thus, Joe Biden has to rely on a secondary narrative. And the secondary narrative, of course, is that Donald Trump is a vicious racist. That is always the secondary narrative for every Democratic candidate. And every Republican becomes a vicious racist the moment Democrats become scared that they might win. So it is good news that Joe Biden, you know, the same guy who labeled Mitt Romney a racist is now doing Trump that way. So Joe Biden put out an ad yesterday. The ad suggested, Joe Biden suggested, that black Americans are in deep fear of being murdered every day just for being black.
Why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing that they can lose their life in the course of just living their life?
Part of the point of freedom is to be free from brutality, from injustice, from racism, and all of its manifestations.
We have to let people know that we not only understand their struggle, but they understand the fact they deserve to be treated with dignity.
That first line is the line that matters. Because the first line, again, the basic contention here by Joe Biden, quote, why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their life in the course of just living their life? That is not true. There are 42 million black Americans, 42 million black Americans. You know how many black Americans die of murder in the United States every year? Around 7,000. That's 7,500. That's way too high. Virtually all of them are killed by other black Americans, not by the police, not by white Americans, not by the quote-unquote system. Okay, that's true, by the way, for every race. Intra-racial murder is the number one cause of murder in the United States, right? White people murder white people. Black people murder black people. Not a lot of black people murdering white people or white people murdering black people by proportion. This belief that Americans are at pure risk of being black in the United States, that they wake up every day in fear of their lives, that belief is not backed by evidence. It is not logical. It is not backed by the evidence on the ground. It is a narrative promulgated by the media and Democrats in order to scare people. And it is a belief with really dangerous side effects. Because if you believe in the United States of America that you are at risk every day, then that means that you probably want to tear down all the systems of the United States, which is, in fact, what Democrats and many members of the media are rooting for. Okay, that is not the way the United States works. Statistically speaking, as of 2013, if you are black, your chances of being killed were 62 per million, 6 out of 100,000. Your chances of being murdered by a white person were 5 per million. According to the Washington Post database of police shootings, 14 black Americans were shot while in 2019. That is a rate of 3 in 10 million. 3 in 10 million. Is that a rationale for believing as a black person in America that you will be murdered just for your race? But you're not allowed to ask the question. Catherine Watson, who's a journalist, right? Catherine Watson is a White House reporter for CBS News, tweeted back at me, maybe white people should sit this one out. Well, number one, Joe Biden seems kind of white to me. Just going to point out that he's a white dude. So he's allowed to say whatever he wants, so long as it mirrors this perverse perspective on American life. But second of all, Why should white people sit this one out? America is being accused of systemic racism resulting in a belief by 42 million black Americans that they will be murdered every single day. And you as a journalist are just going to not ask the question as to whether that is justified? Can you imagine any other area of American life where a journalist would say that you just have to sit this one out if you're not of the race of the people who are making a particular claim? Let's say that, like, for example, there are polls showing that white Americans, many white Americans, believe they are discriminated against in American life. And the media mock this belief, right? The media say, that's ridiculous. You're not discriminated against in American life. White Americans earn more than black Americans. And if you say, well, affirmative action is an actual legal policy discriminating against white Americans, the media will try to rebut you. Hey, there's no other claim in American life that is subjected to no scrutiny at all, other than the claim that Biden is making. But it should be subjected to scrutiny, because every claim should be subjected to scrutiny. But this leads to the promulgation of a narrative, of course, that black Americans are, of course, inherently victims of American society, and it doesn't matter what the black American did that resulted in a particular form of treatment, which is the only way that you can explain why in the world Joe Biden sat down and met with Jacob Blake's family. Jacob Blake's father is a rabid anti-Semite. I mean, rabid. He has social media posts that are rabidly and openly anti-Semitic. He supports Louis Farrakhan. And by the way, his son, who was shot by all evidence justifiably. His son was shot because there was an open warrant on him for domestic abuse and sexual assault. The person who called the cops on him was a woman. She alleged that Jacob Blake had just invaded her home where she was lying in bed with one of her children, and then he had digitally raped her. He'd used his fingers to rape her. And then the cops came, and then he resisted arrest. And then he tried to walk around the front of the car and get in a car with three children in the back seat. And he reached into the car where a knife was found on the driver's side of floorboards, and then he was shot. And Joe Biden met with Jacob Blake and his family and had a 15-minute conversation with Jacob Blake. The only way that you could possibly morally justify that is by suggesting that Jacob Blake was a victim. And there is no world in which Jacob Blake was a victim, not of his own behavior here, but of a white supremacist superstructure. There is no case for that. So instead, you just have to assert it and then hope that nobody asks the question, which the media obviously will not do. We'll get to more of Joe Biden and Kenosha a little bit later on in the program. First, we're going to talk to Andrew Klavan coming up. But before we get to any of that, it's been a rough few months for everybody, right? I mean, really, since the start of the pandemic, it's been rough. And then there were the riots. I mean, it's just been rough out there. Not a lot of reasons to smile, but things are getting better, and you will smile again. And when you do smile, well, you want your teeth to look straight, don't you? This is why you need Candid Clear Aligners. They're comfortable, removable, totally invisible, unlike wire braces, so you can transform your smile without anybody noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. Candid only works with orthodontists, never general dentists like other companies. With some of those other companies, you may never hear from a doctor as you go through treatment, which is ridiculous. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know, which is awesome. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then, costing an average of 50% less than Invisalign. If you're ready to take the first step toward getting your dream smile you can't wait to show off, get started today from the comfort of your own home with Candid's risk-free starter kit and $75 off. Go to CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben right now. That's CandidCO.com/Ben. Code Ben for that risk-free starter kit. If you've been noticing that my teeth look better, that's because I've been using Candid. CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben for your risk-free starter kit and $75 off. All right, coming up, we'll get into Joe Biden's visit to Kenosha. In actuality, it didn't go that well, but the media treated it like it was amazing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden actually went to Kenosha yesterday. It did not go great for him. You know, first, he mouthed some sloganeering about cutting a slice off institutional racism. He says, this is the first time in a generation we can do that. Weird, because Barack Obama was president until 5 minutes ago, and that guy was the VP. Also, he's been in Washington, D.C., supposedly fighting institutional racism for what, 40 years, 50 years at this point? Also, what exactly is he talking about? When he says that we're going to cut a slice off institutional racism, it's not a pizza. And also, can he define the term? And also, does he even know where he is? Apparently not. Here was Joe Biden futzing his way through a presser yesterday.
This is the first chance we've had in a generation, in my view, to deal and cut another slice off institutional racism toward getting to the place where it changes. And by the way, the main reason why I'm optimistic, because of your generation, black, white, Hispanic, and Asian American. Did you ever think you'd turn on a TV? You're much younger than I am, but you're a little older than she is. Do you ever think you'd turn on the TV and roughly two out of three ads would be biracial couples selling a product?
What in the world is he talking about? I mean, my goodness. Imagine if Trump started talking about biracial couples selling products on TV. What in the actual what? What now? Also, apparently questioners were told that they could read from pieces of paper at Joe Biden's little event here in Kenosha. That is not a shock. He did another event today, did Joe Biden. A little presser, at which the first question came from, a reporter from The Atlantic, the same exact outlet that ran this unsourced story, the no-name sources, claiming that Trump had insulted dead and wounded American soldiers. So apparently, at this particular event in Kenosha, his staff was handing out pieces of paper for people to read their questions off of. And one of the questioners let the cat out of the bag. She's like, what if I just want to ask you a regular question, like a regular human?
I'm just going to be honest, Mr. Biden. I was told to go off this paper, but I can't. You need the truth, and I'm part of the truth. I was born here, raised here, first eighth grade class of the school that was named after his mother. So I have to give you the truth of the people. And the truth of the matter is we are heavily angry.
I just can't believe that she said out loud that she wasn't going to read off the paper. And Joe Biden's like, you're not supposed to say. Yeah, very, very awkward. Also, Biden, he's such a clown. He's such a clown. How did this guy end up as the world's greatest statesman, Joe Biden? He's been a clown for years. For years he's been a clown. In the middle of this event in Kenosha, which, again, was led off by a police shooting suspect. he says that while talking about his tax plan, he tells the people in the church, who mainly look bored, that if he doesn't stop talking about his tax plan, quote unquote, they'll shoot me. Solid move here.
19 corporations making $1 billion apiece don't pay a single penny in taxes. I'm not going to punish anybody, but everybody should pay a fair share. And I can lay out for you. I won't now because they'll shoot me. But here's the deal. I pay for every single thing I'm proposing without raising your taxes one penny. If you make less than 400 grand, you're not going to get a penny tax, and you're going to get a tax cut if you make under $125,000.
Oh, well, yeah, making shooting jokes in the middle of Kenosha. Good times. Also, he decided to teach a little American history to Joe Biden. According to Joe Biden's American history, Thomas Edison didn't exist, which is weird because Joe Biden knew him when actually Thomas Edison was a child. And Joe Biden was still 60 years old at that point. Here is Joe Biden pretending Thomas Edison wasn't a human.
People fear that which is different. We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay? There's so much. Did anybody know before what's recently happened?
He's not even speaking English or history, as it turns out. The person he's talking about is Lewis Latimer, who helped make better the filament inside the light bulb. That's what he did, right? He did not invent the light bulb. Instead, it's an important thing. Like, why can't you just name the thing that he did that was important? In fact, he invented a bunch of really important things, but you don't have to pretend Thomas Edison didn't exist, right? He invented an improved method for producing light bulb carbon filaments. Again, very, very important, but Joe Biden on history, man. Okay, also, Joe Biden just didn't know what he was doing. So he literally was just stumbling around Kenosha asking people what he was doing.
Easy, even easier. Fabulous. I love that. So you both will just turn around and then we're good.
Yes, you just stay right here. We're going to have everyone turn around in the queue. And then, yes, sir.
So, yeah, he has no idea what is going on around him. Good news, though, that the media are covering up for him. So CNN's Brooke Baldwin just drooled all over him. My goodness. I mean, this is a shoulder massage the likes we haven't seen since Joe Biden actually just randomly shoulder massaged the lady. Here's Brooke Baldwin.
Point by point by point on his notes, just questions, concerns from folks there who have been able to speak up about, you know, their children and education and mental illness and the health and the prison system. But I want to go back just briefly. I mean, obviously, he's there in the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting. He's met with the family today, and he was mentioning Charlottesville. And again, you know, when Joe Biden announced he wanted to run for president, what did he say? He wants to fight for the soul of this nation. And that is precisely what he is trying to do in making his case to become the next president. Of the United States.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, he was fighting for the soul of the nation. Why don't you just do some actual, like, cheering for him? Like, Brooke Baldwin should actually get out some pom-poms and cheer for Joe Biden, because that's pretty much what she wants to do at this point. This is the entire message of the media, of course, is that Joe Biden is a great light bringer on race. CNN hosted lawyers for Jacob Blake, who lionized Biden. Shocker there. Again, Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake. The father is a rabid anti-Semite. Jacob Blake is a repeat accused rapist. But Joe Biden met with them, so that means that Joe Biden is a good man.
What we've seen was, you know, Vice President Biden show a great degree of empathy, and that also shares stories and challenges of medical challenges that he's personally had. And I thought that was helped ease the burden a little bit to some degree for Jacob.
What we heard from Vice President Biden is that he is very supportive of measures that allow police to better do their job.
I think that Attorney General Barr's statements are very disturbing, and I think that type of rhetoric is divisive, and I think at a time where we really need to be united.
Okay, that is the attorney for Jacob Blake's family, Bavori Lamar. What did AG Barr say that was so bad? He said that systemic racism is not a main factor in policing. So apparently that is very bad. The good news is the media will continue to cover for Joe Biden no matter what. Like, literally no matter what. I mean, he can fall over. He can be completely incoherent. But because he repeats the narrative they want said, they will continue to just praise and praise and praise him. He can ignore their questions. He cannot answer their questions. He can prescript questions, and they will continue to praise him no matter what. It is incredible. I mean, the media's questions today at the Joe Biden presser were absurd. Crazy, embarrassing, absurd. And some of those questions were questions like, why aren't you more mad at Donald Trump? Not kidding. Those were some of the questions that were being asked. Some of these questions were, could you comment on Trump's soul? That was the number one question he was asked. Can you comment on Trump's soul? So you're just feeding it, you're spoon feeding him the question and the answer. It's just, this is craziness. The media are running against Trump at this point. This isn't Biden versus Trump. This is the media versus Trump. On behalf of Kamala Harris, who will end up being president if Biden wins, because there is no way that this guy is finishing out one term. No way in hell. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be joined by Andrew Klavan. He's host of The Andrew Klavan Show. We'll be talking with him momentarily. We will also be getting to more on this Atlantic story that is burning up the interwebs. There's only one problem. There's still no named source who has yet to testify that Donald Trump actively said that American soldiers who died in the line of duty were suckers and losers. So we'll get to all of that coming up. Again, stick around for Andrew Klavan as well as that Atlantic story. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu. or call 530-226-4606.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe? Uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Well,
Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by my friend Andrew Klavan. He is the host of the Andrew Klavan Show over at the Daily Wire, and he has been hiding out in his attic since the beginning of COVID, but he is somehow still alive. COVID has not gotten him yet. Andrew, glad to see that you are still with us.
I am still with us. I'm starting to deteriorate. I may soon only be fit to be a Democrat presidential candidate, but otherwise I'm fine.
Let's talk about Joe Biden. So Joe Biden is being propped up to an extraordinary extent by the media at this point. He was in Kenosha yesterday. He couldn't get out three straight sentences. They were handing pieces of paper to the people who were asking him questions. And some of those people were like, well, I don't want to read off this piece of paper. What if I just like ask you a real question? He rewrote American history so that Thomas Edison did not, in fact, invent the light bulb. He seems not to be with us, and yet the media are just bending over backwards in order to do his work for him. I'm not sure I've ever seen the media dynamic this bad, and we've been watching it for a long time. I mean, they were drool cup holding for Barack Obama. Now they're holding they're really holding Biden's drool cup at this point because he's ruling into it. But I'm not sure I've ever seen the media to this extent so in the tank for a candidate.
No, and so completely. There's absolutely no break in it. It's throughout the mainstream media, they have basically just sold their souls. They sold their souls for Obama. That was when they lost it. They had always been biased. They'd always been attacking Republicans. But when Obama came in, there was some combination, maybe the color of his skin, maybe the fact that he was kind of an intellectual, maybe the fact that he was so far to the left, where they just decided, this is it, we're gone. And the way they covered Obama, and then the difference the way they covered Trump, I think has cost them in credibility a lot. Right now, the way they just had a press conference with Joe Biden, and the questions were on the order of, how do you get so great when Trump is so evil? I mean, that was the level of questions. And he still bobbles them. He still can't get the words out. He's still reading the stage directions in the prompter. And they're still backing him up. That thing where he said that Edison didn't invent the light bulb, I could only imagine that he was living inside his own imagination, that he actually believed that to be true in the moment he said it. Because he really has. It's sad. You know, I mean, it's funny. You can't help but make jokes about it. But it really is sad. And I kind of hold Joe Biden responsible. You'd think that at some point you would say, no, you can't do this to my husband.
You know, it's pretty amazing, Drew. I was pointing this out yesterday that there's an ad that Joe Biden has begun to run. In which he asserts right at the beginning of the ad that black Americans all over the country are living in abject fear for their lives simply by being black. And I pointed out, number one, I don't know what the factual basis for this is, that 42 million black Americans wake up every morning in deathly fear that they're going to be murdered that day by white Americans or by the system, because that is factually untrue. And two, even if people did feel that way, would that feeling be justified? Because the stats don't bear any of that sort of risk factor out. And Catherine Watson, who's the White House correspondent for CBS News, said maybe white people should sit that one out. It was an amazing display of where the media are on this stuff. Because, number one, Joe Biden is whiter than I am. He's whiter than anybody. And he's able to speak on this issue because he's repeating the talking points the media like. But more than that, isn't it her job to ask questions like, do black people actually feel this way? And even if they do, Would it be justified for 42 million black Americans to live in abject fear of being murdered in an America where approximately 7,500 black Americans are murdered every year, well over 90% of them are killed by other black Americans, the number of police shootings of black Americans every year numbers well under 1,000, and the number of unarmed black people shot in America in 2019 was 14, which means the rate is 3 per 10 million black Americans. Is it really true that either black Americans should be living in abject fear of white America and the American system generally, or that they even do have that sort of fear? And she was saying you can't even ask the question. Stop asking the question. This is the job of the media now, is to not ask questions.
It has been a central tenet of leftism for a long time that there is, in fact, no truth. There's only narrative. And if you win the narrative, you have set what the truth is. And they are living into that. They're living into that philosophy. And Joe Biden is the poster child for it. He has been repeating that Charlottesville hoax, the idea that Trump said there were good, fine people in the white supremacist camp. He repeats it over and over again. He repeats this narrative over and over again. And all of it becomes leftist orthodoxy. Yesterday, I think it was, there was a piece in The Atlantic quoting anonymous sources saying that Trump wouldn't go and visit a military cemetery during the campaign because he thought people who had died for their country were losers and suckers. Not one quote from an actual named source. So that right there makes a journalistic malfeasance. It didn't sound like Trump to me. Trump uses words like that, like losers and suckers, but it didn't sound like something that Trump would actually say in private. Other people who were there say he didn't say it. And most importantly, John Bolton, who hates Trump and would say anything to destroy Trump, described the same event in his book, The Room Where It Happened, and doesn't mention that at all. He says that Trump would have been unsafe flying in a chopper in those conditions or driving over those roads in those conditions. And he says the press got this wrong by blaming it on the weather. So these things now become leftist. They become leftist orthodoxy. They put it into their ads. And I talk to leftists all the time. I was just in New York. I talked to leftists, and they just believe this stuff as if it were gospel. And so Biden knows that, and Biden just plays to his base, and he knows the press will never call him out. He knows the press will never even ask him a question. The other day, Ducey from Fox News asked him a question, and he said, oh, you're going to ask me something hostile. The guy's running for president. People should be asking him hostile questions, but it's just not going to happen. I have to believe, somewhere in my heart, I have to believe that the public looks at this and thinks, I'm not going to be conned. You are running a game on me, and I'm not going to fall for it. Obviously, not the Democrat base will fall for anything, but somewhere I have to think it. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been quite confused by the polls, which seem locked into this kind of 8% gap with Biden in the lead in the general, except on Rasmussen. Rasmussen is actually tracking stuff that I've been talking about for years. One of the things I've been expecting for years is a shift to Trump by African Americans, because they look at him and they think, you know what, he actually does something for us. He actually creates jobs. He actually creates enterprise zones in our neighborhoods. He actually does the things that matter instead of worrying about what words people use and whether they put forward this narrative. And I'm starting to see that in the Rasmussen polls. Otherwise, however, the polls seem locked in place, and I just find that very hard to believe. For a couple of reasons. One, the news has just been so bad for Biden recently. But the other reason is Biden is not acting as if the polls are on his side, and Trump is. That makes me think that they are seeing something very different than what we're seeing.
It seems to me that the internals must look a lot different from what we are seeing publicly inside the Biden campaign. I mean, they've deployed him to Pennsylvania because he wouldn't go to Kenosha, and then they had deployed him to Kenosha to try and lock this thing down, where he promptly met with the family of Jacob Blake, an accused rapist who was shot by the police after trying to avoid arrest for digitally raping a woman with her child in the room. I'm glad that the future president of the United States, he hopes, is getting on the phone with people who allegedly are repeat rapists. That's really exciting stuff, and meeting with their wildly anti-Semitic parents as well. That's really good. There is a possibility with these polls, and that possibility was pointed out. I first heard John Podhoretz pointed out over a commentary. And that's the possibility that the polls are undersampling not just Trump voters, but particular kinds of Trump voters, because Trump is actually relying heavily on first-time voters in rural areas. He is not doing well in urban areas, and we know he's been underperforming in the suburbs. He really underperformed in 2008, or the Republicans did in the suburbs. It's why he has real poll deficits in places like Arizona, which is a very suburban state. But it's possible that what he's actually trying to do is sort of a repeat of the Obama 2012 strategy, where he lost some overall votes, but he got votes in the right places. Obama in 2012 basically went to black Americans and said, I need you to vote. And if you haven't voted before, I really need you to vote for the first time in 2012. And so the pollsters weren't picking up on that because these were all first-time voters. And it's very difficult to poll first-time voters. Typically, you're polling likely voters or repeat voters. Those are the people who are most likely to answer your phone call. It's possible that they're systemically or systematically, rather, under-polling some of the Trump vote that will not show up in the polls, in which case we're in for a big shock on election night. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these polls, too, and I'm wondering why it is that they are not narrowing more dramatically than they are. And I also wonder whether, you know, how much anything matters. I mean, maybe everything's baked into the cake at this point. Maybe this basically is just a referendum on Trump and everything's baked in, which means that it's going to take some sort of exogenous circumstance in order to change things. And there are two – I see sort of three possibilities. And, Drew, I've been picking up on your lead here because you're a novelist also. And you've been saying for a long time that when you look at political races, sometimes you just feel like there's an extra twist around the corner. And you've said that before, and you've been right. I remember you saying that in 2016, like 2 weeks out from the election. It was after the P-word tape had dropped and all of that. And you were like, no, there's one more twist, and it turned out to be the Comey letter. I'm wondering what twists you foresee, because I see sort of three possibilities. One is Biden has a health problem, which is significantly that is certainly a possibility. Two is that COVID radically wanes, which I think is really a significant possibility. I think that there are therapeutics that are going to come online in the next 6 weeks that are going to really change things. Trump has hinted at the possibility of vaccine. We now know the Russian vaccine is apparently pretty effective as well. And so things could radically change. The economy is upticking in a pretty dramatic way right now, and that could alleviate some concerns. And third, there could be some other form of violence that really breaks out in a massive way. It seems like it's sort of petered out a little bit for now, but it's possible we get another wave. What do you see coming around the corner here?
Well, the two key things that I think of, one is a vaccine, and that, of course, is something they've been hinting at, and the Democrats are already, like the New York Times is already saying, don't take the vaccine, it's going to kill you, it's all a political trick, well, go back. So that's one thing that would actually change the scenario. The other thing is the debates. Now, we had this conversation backstage where Jeremy Boring, the God King of the Daily Wire, was saying that he did not believe there was any way that Joe Biden could step on the stage and have a debate. Now, I think that works two ways. One, if he doesn't do it, he's got to pay a price for that. I mean, even if he says, oh, I've got the Chinese flu, I can't show up for the debates, people are not going to buy into that. That's one thing. The other thing is if he does show up, Biden is capable of getting through a couple of hours, or was capable as of late, getting through a couple of hours of a debate. But he is deteriorating as we watch him. All you have to do is go on YouTube and look back 3 years, even 2 years, and he's a different person. He is a different person. This is happening in real time. So if he goes on a debate, we could really have a moment that is incredibly embarrassing and the press can't cover it. The press will not be able to cover that. I mean, they are doing everything they can to bolster him up. But, you know, Chris Wallace has not been exactly dynamic in going after the Biden camp. They won't even come on his show. But he's going to be one of the moderators. I don't think he's going to be going to give him softballs. He could really flub that. So there are those things to look forward to. But you may be right. The other thing you may be right about is that it's just baked in, that nobody is going to change his mind at this point. I don't know about that. The thing that keeps bothering me, the thing in the back of my mind from the very beginning, maybe a year into the Trump presidency, I started to say, you know, if I were a black guy, I would vote for this guy, but I wouldn't tell anybody. I wouldn't tell a pollster. I wouldn't tell my mother. I wouldn't tell anybody. And so I have to wonder if there is a real unpolled group of people who will not talk to pollsters about what they're going to do, but they will do it in the privacy of the voting booth. Maybe this is wishful thinking. I don't know. It just seems the way this thing feels, it does not feel like we have the facts. It just doesn't. And how at this point can you trust a press that is so in the tank for they're not in the tank for the Democrats anymore. They're in the tank for genuine leftism. What is the difference between the mindset of people who will cancel you and report on you and silence you? What is the difference between them and like the Stasi? You know, they don't have the power of the Stasi, but in terms of their mindset, they are already there. They are auditioning to be Pravda. So it's very hard to know really the facts. If in this time that I have been doing a podcast, I would say that it has gotten about three times harder just to get the facts, just to go on the air and think I know what the facts are. Now I'll comment on them because the press has become so bad. So right now, it's a little bit foggy to me what's going to happen. It really is. And I would not, you know, I'm not a betting man anyway, and I always think things can go sideways in an election. But right this minute, I think we know less before an election than we have ever known.
I certainly get that feeling as well. And you can tell the panic that's – I think the left feels that too, which is why you're seeing all these panicked articles about – if Trump wins, we're all going to riot and we're going to lose our minds and it's going to be Trump's fault. I mean, the tacit threat that is running throughout the mainstream left these days is insane. I mean, you had the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, literally suggested that Donald Trump would require an army, like a physical army, to walk through New York City in a state he runs, while simultaneously maintaining that law and order is fine there, by the way. And he was treated with there was not a single question about it. You have Nancy Pelosi, who has suggested before that the sort of protests and the violence that are breaking out are not all that bad. You have Ayanna Pressley actively fomenting this sort of stuff. And then you have an article in the Washington Post running scenarios whereby in any circumstance, unless Joe Biden wins a blowout victory, there are riots in the streets and tremendous violence. And you're starting to think to yourself, like, are these people actively attempting to foment violence in advance of an election, specifically to blackmail Americans so that they will elect Joe Biden in mass numbers so that they'll be left alone?
There's no question about it. There really isn't. The other day they had that Red Mirage scenario where they said if Trump wins by a landslide, that landslide could still be reversed as the mail-in votes come in. That is basically telling people not to accept the results of an election. It has been comical, the hysteria that the left goes through when they say, oh, Trump may not accept the results of the election, when they haven't accepted the results of the last election. They said that it was stolen. They said that the Russians did it. They still are not convinced that Trump actually won the election. And they're telling us that it's going to be us, it's going to be the right, it's going to be the Trump supporters who foment violence. That article in the Washington Post, which I thought should have been...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you then a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
It is like onto the page. The other day, I don't know if you saw this, there was a preview for, I think it was an HBO show by Paul Rudnick called Coastal Elites, in which he had Bette Midler and other actors playing coastal elites hating on Trump. And what got me about it was such an accurate depiction of the left, but it was a loving depiction of the left as hateful, small-minded, completely isolated, alienated people. And I thought that's kind of interesting when you own the culture so completely that you can accurately depict yourself as terrible people and yet not feel that you're exposing yourself because you think there's no one, we have no one to fight with.
It's 100% right. Andrew Klavan, host of The Andrew Klavan Show. Go check that show out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, now Roku, pretty much everywhere. Andrew, appreciate the time.
Always great to see you.
All righty, in just a second, we're going to get into that Atlantic article in a little bit of detail. But first, let's talk about the fact that you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. You do. I mean, you're consuming media all day long. You're on phone calls. You need to noise cancel your kids. I feel you. This is why you need Raycons. The best way to listen to all this stuff, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25s. Those are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds. They're stylish and discreet. No dangling wires, no stems. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Ben. That is buyraycon.com/Ben for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Again, these things are great. They fit your ear perfectly because you can actually customize them. They come in a wide variety of colors, so you can style them too. And they sound fantastic. They're going to cost you like half what, you know, a pair of iPods would cost you. And this is why you need buyraycon.com/Ben and get 15% off when you check them out. buyraycon.com/Ben. Once more, buyraycon.com/Ben for that 15% discount. Alrighty, coming up, The Atlantic alleges that President Trump was casting aspersions at dead, wounded American soldiers. We'll get to it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, you may have noticed that there is this big story going around online. It's a huge story. Joe Biden, in fact, is talking about this story. He's going to grab this moment. What exactly is the story? Well, The Atlantic is now alleging, based on four unnamed sources, that President Trump called fallen and wounded soldiers suckers and losers. And so the headline at The Atlantic is Trump: Americans who died in war are losers and suckers. Quote, when President Donald Trump canceled a visit to the Ein Marne American Cemetery near Paris in 2018, he blamed rain for the last-minute decision, saying the helicopter couldn't fly and that the Secret Service wouldn't drive him there. Neither claim was true. Trump rejected the idea of the visit because he feared his hair would become disheveled in the rain and because he did not believe it important to honor American war dead, according to four people with firsthand knowledge of the discussion that day. Now, here's the problem. There are on-the-record books about this particular incident, and there are emails specifically talking about the weather inside the administration, talking about the weather that day and why they had to cancel the event. But, reports Jeffrey Goldberg, in a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." In a separate conversation on the same trip, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 Marines who lost their lives at Belleau Wood, which is a World War I site, as suckers for getting killed. Belleau Wood is a consequential battle in American history. The ground on which it fought is venerated by the Marine Corps. America and its allies stopped the German advance toward Paris there in the spring of 1918, but Trump, on that same trip, asked aides, "Who are the good guys in this war?" He also said he didn't understand why the United States would intervene on the side of the Allies. There was no precedent in American politics for Trump's repeated expression of contempt for service members. And he talks about how he was mean to John McCain, of course, which, of course, we already know, and was gross at the time. But according to four different sources, he just craps all over dead soldiers and soldiers who have been wounded in the line of duty. According to The Atlantic, on Memorial Day 2017, Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery, a short drive from the White House. He was accompanied on this visit by John Kelly, who was then the Secretary of Homeland Security and who would, a short time later, be named White House Chief of Staff. The two men were set to visit Section 60, the 14-acre area of the cemetery that is burial ground for those killed in America's most recent wars. Kelly's son Robert is buried in Section 60. A first lieutenant in the Marine Corps, Robert Kelly was killed in 2010 in Afghanistan. He was 29. Trump was supposed to join Kelly in paying respects at his son's graves, but according to sources with knowledge of the visit, Trump, while standing by the grave, turned directly to his father and said, "I don't get it. What was in it for them?" K Kelly, who declined to comment for the story, initially believed people close to him said that Trump was making a ham-handed reference to the selflessness of America's all-volunteer force. But later, he came to realize that Trump simply does not understand non-transactional life choices. He can't fathom the idea of doing something for someone other than himself, one of Kelly's friends, a retired four-star general, told me. Okay, so now it's not even that he said something bad to Kelly. It's that Kelly interpreted in a way that was bad but didn't go on the record. So you have four sources saying that he is mean to dead and wounded soldiers, none of whom would go on the record. None of whom would go on the record. And this is being used by the Democrats to go after Donald Trump. Trump has denied all of these allegations, of course, but it doesn't matter. So long as a source is so long as there's an unnamed source, the media will believe anything that confirms their narrative. This is why the Michael Wolff book became a bestseller, even though apparently it was completely full of crap. The media have fact-checking standards in which they will go after Donald Trump for nearly anything, but they won't fact-check themselves or request that anybody go on the record if you're going to make a shocking allegation, like the sitting president of the United States goes around calling dead and wounded American soldiers suckers and losers. There are high standards from our media these days. Alrighty, we have reached the weekend, guys. We made it. We made it. So, as I say every weekend, try not to burn down the store. And I know you guys haven't listened to me, but let's try to make it a nice weekend. It's a Labor Day weekend. Let's relax a little bit. Maybe come back fresh on Tuesday. We'll see you then. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump is urging Americans to practice social distancing over this Labor Day holiday to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19, which could intensify later this year.
The president says to continue the progress in tamping down new virus cases.
Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
Adding,
let's just try and get through this one weekend.
But when asked about the University of Washington's health metrics model, forecasting some 3,000 deaths a day by December, President Trump stuck to his standard defense about banning flights from China and Europe.
If we didn't do what I said, we would be at 2 million deaths right now.
And he called on some Democratic governors to lift their virus restrictions.
It's very unfair to the people to have those shutdowns continuing.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president's directing the Office of Management and Budget to crack down on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions, calling them divisive anti-American propaganda. U.S. unemployment dropped sharply in August to a still high 8.4%, down from 10.2%. And President Trump says his administration will not be cutting funding to the military's independent newspaper, the Stars and Stripes. Here's Bob Agnew with more.
President Trump's tweet calling Stars and Stripes a wonderful source of information to our great military comes after a group of senators sent a letter this week complaining about Pentagon plans to axe the publication. The Pentagon had ordered the newspaper to cease publication on September 30th. California Senator Dianne Feinstein led the Capitol Hill pushback, garnering bipartisan signatures to a letter calling the publication an essential part of our nation's freedom of the press. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 159 points Friday. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
After a pulsating signal was detected amid the rubble of a building that collapsed last month in Beirut's catastrophic explosion, Rescue workers and dogs are hoping to find a survivor.
The search operation unfolding on a street once filled with crowded bars and restaurants is gripping the nation. The idea, however unlikely, that a survivor could be found a month later has given hope to people following the live images on television, wishing for a miracle. The fresh attempt began Thursday after a sniffer dog belonging to a Chilean search and rescue team detected something and rushed towards the rubble. Rescue attempts continued Friday, but a scan from a camera shows no trace of humans from that street so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Mississippi man freed last year after 22 years in prison will not be tried a seventh time in a quadruple murder case after prosecutors told the judge they no longer had any credible witnesses. More at townhall.com. The men's number one tennis player wins another U.S. Open match.
Men's top seed Novak Djokovic is through to the U.S. Open fourth round after conceding just seven games along the way to the German Jan Lennard Struff. Disappointment, though, for the American hope Taylor Fritz. He lost 6-2 in the fifth to the Canadian 12th seed Denis Shapovalov. Fifth seed Sasha Zvereva took four sets to beat Adrian Mannarino. That after waiting for more than 2 hours to see if the Frenchman could come out of COVID isolation to play the match. Naomi Osaka led the charge in women's action with Petra Kvitova and American hopes Jennifer Brady, Shelby Rogers and Catherine McNally joining her with day five wins. I'm Graham Agars.
Washington released 35-year-old veteran running back Adrian Peterson less than 36 hours before NFL rosters had to be trimmed to the 53-man limit and 9 days before the start of the regular season. Peterson played the last two seasons with Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity and respect for every patient and their family. Slow
down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Said what you've said and what you haven't said and when you didn't say it. How about that? That seemed fair? God knows we want to be fair. The world is all about fairness. The country is all about fairness. Well, it was. Now the left is here. All pretense of fairness has been burned away by violent mobs of Joe Biden supporters who loot and burn and destroy and sack and plunder and shoot and kill and assault, you know, Democrats. And they've got the nutty professor. Have you heard about the nutty professor? She is just, in the context of the Democratic Party, she's not even that nutty. It's pretty normal at this point. A George Washington University professor here in Washington, D.C., who's been passing herself off as black for many years. She's got a Ph.D. She has authored books. She is celebrated across the country as a scholar in black studies and, civil rights and black things. And turns out she's a white Jewish girl from a Kansas City suburb and always has been. But she's a gigantic mental case liar. She's like the Unabomber. But she actually got a job being a professor at George Washington University, influencing the malleable minds of the next generation, because that's what academia is here for. They're all insane. What happened to academia? Honestly, William Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, bomb-throwing, government building, blowing up terrorists, friends of Barack Obama, just some guy in the neighborhood. No, not palling around or anything like that. And this lunatic woman, and of course, I mean, it brings to mind a number of things, not the least of which might be Elizabeth Warren, who, of course, pawned herself off as Chief Cheekbones for about 30 years, pretending to be Native American and climbing the ladder of academia while being the whitest person you ever saw. And she's the least Native American-looking person within the contiguous 48. And at Harvard, they bought the whole thing. So my papa had high. You've got to see somebody about that COPD. My papa had high cheekbones. And this woman is an obvious lunatic. But the Washington Post explained today that she did it for the power, because being a white Jewish woman from Kansas did not give her enough power. So she decided to become a black woman from the Bronx. Kind of like who? Like who? Like anyone? Yeah, like AOC. That's right. Like Sandy. Like Sandy Ocasio over there from upstate. Not quite upstate, but many, many miles outside of New York City and far, far away from the Bronx, New York, where she grew up in Westchester County. And then she pawned herself off as this, you know, ethnic goddess from the Bronx. And the news media is still buying into that stuff, just by the way. The Washington Post revealed that by being black, this white Jewish professor from Kansas gave herself more clout. She had more clout, which kind of flies in the face of everything that the left says every day, doesn't it? Then she's a white Jewish professor from Kansas City, and she decided to morph herself into a black woman like Rachel Dolezal, because that would give her more clout. Is that what you're trying to tell me? That's what we're trying to tell you. That's more clout. By being not white, you have more clout? Well, it's what the Washington Post says. You know, they have fact checkers and stuff. They look into these things because this is good stuff, and I want to get into this story because it's quite absurd and ridiculous and laughable. We, of course, also had the President of the United States yesterday on the road. And on the warpath, because, you know, he's like Pocahontas, too. He can be on the warpath. And although we can't be in Washington because you can't be Redskins, can't even call it Washington anymore. Now it's just football team. It's not the Washington football team. It's not the Washington Redskins. It's just football team. That's what we have here. And we may have no football team season. And I got to think, I was watching something yesterday that the season will begin with no fans in the stands. I think that may begin with no fans at home either, the way things are going. No fans in the stands, no fans at home, no fans in the parking lot. Maybe it's just no fans. Maybe it could be the problem there. Also, federal law enforcement caught up with this psychopath Antifa guy who murdered the Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon. And there are all kinds of interesting things about this story, in large part, but not entirely, because the phony, baloney, corrupt, filthy, dirty, rotten to the core media that just tongue bathes the Democrat Party all day, every day, and all of their candidates. It's pretty amazing stuff. But I do have some. I don't mean to laugh. I'm looking at my own notes. Portland, the Portland killer, Michael Reinhold. He's got a name like Nazi war criminal. And apparently he shot the man in Portland, and then he crossed state lines with a gun and went to Washington State. See, a lot of these people like John Berman at CNN, he's not aware that there's a Washington State and then a Washington, D.C., West Coast, East Coast. They're kind of slow-witted, these people. They're not very smart, not well-educated. They went to all the best schools, but they're not very well-educated. And this Portland killer, remember they were very upset that the 16-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse crossed the border from Illinois into Wisconsin, which is, hair thin. It's a border. You drive a golf ball from where he lives. But remember, he crossed the border with a gun. Turns out he didn't cross the border with a gun. They keep saying it anyway. He's a member of a white supremacist. No, he's not. He's a member of a militia. No, he's not, actually. There's no evidence to support any of that, but that's okay. They were very upset that he crossed state lines with a gun. With their murderer, with their cold-blooded murderer, Michael Reinhold from Spandau Prison, they're not very upset that he crossed state lines with a gun. In fact, they don't care at all. They're very upset that he was killed by police. They're on the side of the murderers and the child rapists, in as we know, in Kenosha. But this is a remarkable story. The Portland killer, Michael Reinhold, federal law enforcement. They're not troops. They're federal law enforcement. Democrats call them troops because they're insane, I think, is the word that I'm looking for. And they federal law enforcement caught up with him, and he was armed, as you might imagine, because he's a murderer. He killed that man with a gun. And then federal law enforcement is a little exchange, and then they killed him. And now his pronouns are were, was, and isn't. I just want to pause there, long pause for effect there. And his arrest, I'm happy to report. This is very important, I know, to people at the New York Times who broke the story, strangely, even though it took place in Washington State, because lefties in the Justice Department with their friends at the New York Times. But his arrest, although he was shot to death and killed, his arrest was mostly peaceful. It was otherwise peaceful, and that's good. He murdered Aaron Danielson because he was wearing a hat that was perceived as being pro-Trump. And so that was enough to murder the man, apparently, based on what we know, the crack reporters that we have in this country. Mostly peaceful arrest of were, was, and isn't. In the New York Times, this is great stuff. I want to get into this, too. The New York Times sanitized their headline. They started out with a headline because it was leaked to them first by some creep at the Justice Department who's sucking up to the New York Times still. And the New York Times, they sanitized first. They had a headline. Then they changed their headline in order to sanitize it for the violent, riotous mobs and murderers that the Democrat Party has spread across the country like so much infectious peanut butter. Aren't they amazing? Joe Biden, of course, went to Kenosha yesterday, a city that he said 2 days earlier he would never go to. And then 48 hours later, he was there. And the news media didn't even mention that he said that he wouldn't go there 48 hours earlier, and then he was there. But he did meet with the family of the man that was shot by a police officer. The man that was shot is Jacob Blake Sr. Jacob Blake Jr., and he was shot apparently 7 times by a Kenosha police officer. You know, there was a warrant out for him for the sexual assault with domestic violence, and reading the details are pretty gruesome, and I'm not going to read them here, but they're quite repugnant. And the man who was wanted on a police warrant for this repugnant crime then was assaulting women when the police showed up in another domestic violence incident. And when the police attempted to restrain him, he assaulted the police, felony assault, repeated felony assault, and then he was evading the police on foot. They ordered him to stop. They ordered him to drop the knife. Instead, he went to reach under the front seat of his car, and he was shot. So, naturally, he's the hero of the story, and the police officer is the villain in the story. That's the news media that we have today. They're dirty, rotten, filthy, corrupt people, individually, each and every one of them, with a couple of exceptions. And you see the cops, the bad guy. And now Jacob Blake Sr., yeah, we played some audio of him on Manderson Pooper the other night. And he's the one who said, what, slap me and call me a woman? Is that his phrase? I think that's his phrase. It's his catchphrase. He's got T-shirts. We've got to have T-shirts. Jacob Blake Sr., slap me and call me a woman. Because, you know, wife beating runs in the family. Domestic abuse runs in the family. It often does, actually. And here's Jacob Blake Sr. He's also he doesn't care about his son being a criminal and a domestic abuser and being wanted on a sexual assault warrant or attacking the police and having a weapon. He doesn't care about any of that, Brussels sprouts, you know. And it turns out that slap me and call me a woman guy met with Joe Biden yesterday. He's also a virulent anti-Semite, and it's good to be a Democrat because, honestly, if a Republican candidate for president went and met with this man and was cheered all the way, by the way, the Republican would be crucified for meeting with this anti-Semite and elevating his status. And he's a racist and a Farrakhanite. Apparently, slap me and call me a woman. And he doesn't care about his son being a career criminal. And he's the hero of the Democrat Party, and any police officer is the villain of the story, no matter what, because that's the Democrat Party. Keep in mind, Kamala Harris, she called, what was it, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. She said, what did she call them, Nazis? Is that what she called them? Said they're, oh, I'm sorry, the Klan. Yeah, the Klan. They're like the Klan. That's what it is. Got to racialize it, and get it out of the realm of the Socialist Workers Party of Adolf Hitler. Yeah, and she also endorsed wholeheartedly the Los Angeles Police Department cutting $150 million from their budget because she's a horrible charlatan, just among other things. But that's we got that going for us there. So that's good stuff. Joe Biden meeting with, and then Nancy Pelosi continues to reverberate as well with Salon Gate, Hair Gate, all that stuff. And she's a lunatic, I got to tell you. She proves to be crazier and crazier, sucking food out from between her teeth and just being the imperious Marie Antoinette freak show that she is. Pretty extraordinary stuff. But there she is. And honestly, today's lineup is Democrat lunacy extraordinaire. The murderer, Michael Reinhold, he's got new pronouns. And the lunatic, I want to be black so I have more power, George Washington University professor. This woman is insane, but she's really just the latest in a string of them with Elizabeth Warren and Rachel Dolezal, and there are more as well. And academia is just like a loony bin. It's a mental asylum. In fact, the professor, the George Washington University professor, her pronouns are zippy, loopy, and nutty professor. So if you ask her what her pronouns are, she's the nutty professor. Extraordinary stuff. And, of course, President Trump is being accused. It's hard to believe on the lead-up to Election Day they're coming up with new smears. The president visited Europe a couple of years ago, commemorate battles in Europe and visit some cemeteries. There was bad weather one day. Helicopters couldn't fly the president in the mountainous and foggy and rainy terrain, so the president didn't visit. So the Atlantic, not exactly a pro-Trump publication, they published a piece with four anonymous sources that say that President Trump called Marines killed at the Battle of Belleau Wood, called them suckers. Really? The president called Marines killed in World War I suckers? Is that what he did? That's if they have four anonymous sources. It's just good journalism. And they're anonymous. Of course they're anonymous. The story of President Trump's presidency is the story of anonymous smears from Russian collusion. That was, we ended up getting to the bottom of that. Comey is a criminal, by the way, and so is Brennan. They're both criminal actors, criminal figures. And what else? Oh, he called the American war dead losers. He called them losers and suckers. This is on the lead up to Election Day. It is. I actually heard some leftist the other day on some fake news outlet on cable television, either CNN or MS, saying that, oh, President Trump is upside down. They love that word. With the military vote. I think it's because it's where they hang their children or something. The upside down with the military vote. And I thought, really, President Trump doesn't have the military vote locked up? I find that hard to imagine. They're going to vote for the left? These rioting, looting, plundering, anti-military? Who sold out the military? Obama and Biden did. See Iraq. See Syria. See funding. See weapons systems programs. See transgender military. I mean, come on. Let's get serious here. And so it's another attempt to chip away at the military vote. It's orchestrated. Anonymous sources. Nobody with any experience in this realm believes any of it. But that's our news media. CNN believes it, but they're, that's another thing altogether. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Just scratching the surface on some of the fun things to get to today.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
New Natrol Relaxia helps manage occasional stress and anxiety, because when there's less stress, there's more you. Find Relaxia at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was listening to the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus the other day, and the best way to listen? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. I love Raycons because they fit so well in your ears, and they don't have little stems and wires sticking out of them. Raycon's brand new everyday E25 earbuds are their best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime on a charge, seamless, easy Bluetooth pairing, and a nice noise-isolating fit. The company was founded by Ray J and celebrities. Listen to this, from Melissa Etheridge to Mike Tyson to Cardi B, all love Raycons. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure these are the wireless earbuds for you. And now, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/plant. That's buyraycon.com/plant for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/plant.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
It's Trump versus Biden, and the mud is everywhere. Nasty allegations, mail-in ballots, vote fraud. It still comes down to the swing states. Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin. Even Iowa, Arizona, North Carolina, and Minnesota are in play. So will Trump win? Find out on Newsmax TV's new primetime show, Stinchfield. All this week at 8 p.m. Eastern, Grant Stinchfield reveals the insider polls with Dick Morris, the famed political expert. Dick reveals the secret polls and who he thinks will win. Get Stinchfield and Newsmax TV on all the major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, or just check your cable guide. Plus, find Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, smart TVs, or download the free Newsmax TV app from your smartphone and start watching anytime, anywhere. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel.
When the coronavirus strikes the world's most vulnerable people, they have no soap, masks, food, or medical care. Children International is helping children and families in need survive the crisis. Learn more at children.org/help.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit GiveWestwood.org, GiveWestwood.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Ah, man. Jessica Krug, college professor extraordinaire, PhD, George Washington University, Washington, D.C. And she is a Jewish white girl with blonde hair from Kansas City who rose to become a dark-haired black woman from Washington, D.C., a PhD college professor at the George Washington University, whose name will have to be changed. The university name has to be changed. Maybe they could name it for Michael Reinhold, who was shot to death by the police in Washington after crossing state lines. Remember how upset the media was, very upset that the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse may have crossed state lines with a gun. They don't say a peep about Michael Rittenhouse crossing state lines with a gun, getting into a shootout with police. Kyle Rittenhouse surrendered himself to the police unprompted, And Michael Rittenhouse went on the lam across state lines with a gun and decided to have a shootout with the police. And the media sees Michael Rittenhouse as a hero, and Kyle Rittenhouse as a villain. Michael Reinhold is the hero because he killed someone who was apparently a Trump supporter. You know, patriot prayer, and those two words really trigger the left, and that includes the new patriot. We hate patriots. They like Cuban patriots, Venezuelan patriots, but American patriots. We're a terrible country. So being an American patriot makes you a bad person, a terrible thing. It is amazing stuff. And this woman, I have audio for you of this woman, Jessica Krug, the professor from the George Washington University, which continues to embarrass itself in so many ways. And you got to hear this woman. She's insane. And we'll also remember Rachel Dolezal. She played it up, too. She was a white woman with blonde hair who became a black woman and then became the head of the NAACP. The NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. What decade is it? What century is it, honestly? But they have white people heading up there. And this woman is a black studies professor because, and wait till you hear her. I did a spit take this morning when I was listening to her. I laughed out loud. They don't even know what funny is, these people. they're not very good at self-reflection. That's a little generous understatement on that one. Academia has become a loony bin. And she's just one of the loons in the bin. Wah, wah, wah. All right, Lunch Bucket Joe meeting with the racist anti-Semite, and the news media is fine with it. And President Trump coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You gotta bleep up. Ah, yes. Yes, yes. All right, well, perhaps we could go to a telephone call. So many great stories. Once again, it's sad that it's only a three-hour program. Lunch Bucket Joe visiting Kenosha, which he swore he wouldn't do, and hours later he was there. The media's good with that. They were probably advising him to do it. They're kind of his kitchen cabinet, you know, informal advisors. So he met with the racist, anti-Semite, apparent wife beater, wife abuser. Slap me and call me a woman is not a phrase I heard growing up. In fact, the first time I heard it was when it came out of the mouth of Jacob Blake Sr.
Then slap me and call me a woman.
That's right. When Michael Piercy and I heard this, Michael brought it to my attention. I said, well, did he really? That's not like fake. No, he really said that. That's what he said. Talking to Manderson Pooper on CNN, and just amazing stuff. So they are they're crazy people. And Joe Biden met with the racist anti-Semite. There are no negative headlines about it. Because, you know, black victim, Democrat, they just clean it up for you. It's extraordinary stuff. The New York Times cleaned up the mess for the killer out on the West Coast who murdered a man in Portland, Oregon, because he was wearing the wrong baseball cap and might have disagreed with the leftist politically. And he's an Antifa guy. He's a proud Antifa guy, but not in the New York Times. And extraordinary stuff. Then he fled across state lines with a gun and then got into a shootout with the police. And the New York Times and the news media, they clean it up for him because they're really crooked. Really, really crooked people. So Joe Biden's visit to Kenosha, is it true? I understand this is true, that he did not visit any of the burned-out businesses out on the street. You know, he's very fearful because he's very frail and he's, what is he, he's 78 years old, and with the Wuhan, he's been hiding in his basement, and he's doddering, and he might fall over and all that stuff. So He didn't go to visit any of the burned out. You know, his people, his voters, they burned much of the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, because the sexual assault warrant guy with the domestic abuse attachment, he was assaulting police officers and had a knife and ignored police orders, and then he got shot, and that makes him a martyr and a victim and a hero to the Democratic Party, and it makes the police officer a villain to the Democratic Party, and that's Joe Biden's party, and Kamala Harris, and great stuff. And the so-called mainstream media, they don't care about any of this stuff. They just don't cover it. Also, the news media becoming very concerned about the polls. So the news media, like the Atlantic article, Trump hates the military. Yeah, he hates the police too, and America, and the economy, and he hates Wall Street. I've got some more on that, but we'll get into that. One of my favorite stories is definitely this lunatic George Washington University professor, who is a classic case, just a classic. Jessica Krug. I'm in Washington, D.C. She's in Washington, D.C. Jessica Krug has been poisoning the minds of young people whose parents pay $50,000 or $60,000 a year to send them to George Washington University. You know, there's a bust of George Washington on a pedestal at George Washington University, and some Democrats toppled it recently, the bust of George Washington, because they're taught to be hostile to their own country. The academia has created the monster that is loose in the streets of America, that's burning and looting and burning the flags and attacking the police. Academia did that. Our educational system did that. Leftists did that by poisoning the minds of generations of Americans. And now it's payday time. This is it. This is what they've been dreaming of. Academia, people like this lunatic Jessica Krug. And when you hear this audio of her, I laughed out loud. I laughed. I cried. It made me laugh. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. There are many, many crazy stories. Professor falsely claimed black identity. Little headline in the Washington Post, and it's tragic, really, because they're mental cases, and it's so pervasive. This mental illness that liberal left people are suffering from is so pervasive that she fits right in academia. Nobody bats an eye. A blonde Jewish woman from Kansas City pawning herself off as a black ethnic with a thick accent. She pawned herself off as being from North Africa, then she pawned herself off of being from the Bronx, just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And our news media, they just fluff these people because there's something wrong with their brains. They've lost the ability to think. Their brains do not work as designed. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim, calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Jim, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Has anybody else want to throw something at their TV when Joe Biden tells you to close your eyes and visualize what happened in Charleston? If I hear that phrase one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you see, he didn't want to run for president until he saw what happened in Charleston. And then he was so inspired that he had to run for president, even though he knows he was never up to the job, and he's not up to the job now, and he's not really up to any job except maybe greeter or something like that. But he was inspired by that moment. I wonder if he noticed when the car with the lunatic and it crashed into the crowd. I wonder if he noticed the five guys with big clubs and masks over their faces that swarmed the car within a second and a half, who were left-wing radicals that were there with their big clubs and organized. They're a militia, you know, they're a left-wing militia, a violent radical left militia that was there. And they were there to attack people, and nobody talks about that, but I've done freeze frames on this video time and again, the video kind of from the rear end of the car. Joe Biden, he has no idea what's going on. He makes stuff up as he goes along. He forgets today what he said yesterday. He has a bunch of handlers that bring him around like he's a mental case. And then the news media does the rest. This Charleston thing, one woman was tragically and horribly killed by a lunatic. Her name is Heather Heyer. And there was a man murdered in Portland last week, and Joe Biden doesn't see he was gunned down for no reason at all. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to care at all about it's the selective outrage over human life. You know, George Floyd, they'll burn down the country over George Floyd. How many black people have been murdered in the United States not by police officers since, what was that, Memorial Day that that happened? How many? I mean, just in Washington, D.C., they've had 70-year-old women gunned down in their front yard, little children gunned down in their front yards. Joe Biden doesn't care about any of those people. They just care about lives that can be used for political reasons. And our filthy news media is so profoundly dishonest that they just don't even point the stuff out anymore, Jim. It's an appalling thing. And you're right. He keeps saying it again and again and again. He said a lot of stupid stuff yesterday. Did you watch his little presentation yesterday, Jim?
I did.
Yeah, me too. I laughed. I cried. It moved me. It was embarrassing. It was kind of sad. You see the point, Jim, where he said that if he revealed his tax plan that somebody would shoot him? Did you see that?
Yeah. See, I like watching those things because he doesn't have it. I mean, he goes off script,
right,
and he's liable to do something stupid, so it's funny.
That's right. Yeah, you're just waiting for him to fall down a flight of stairs. And that's why I'm taking notes. You're probably not taking notes. I'm taking notes with time codes on them while I'm watching. And I'm laughing out loud, and I put little symbols next to my notes and stuff where he's a lunatic. But you're right, he keeps saying, and all the news media just swoons. They have tears in their eyes. They're welled up with emotion because Joe Biden cares so deeply about that. It was horrible. This lunatic crashed his car into a crowd of people, for crying out loud. And it was a terrible thing. The guy was a lunatic, and he was filled with hate. And he was apparently also medicated all throughout his childhood, because that's something we like to do as well. And it was a terrible situation. But it's the only thing that inspired Joe to run for president. Otherwise, he'd be at home putting balls into the automatic golf ball return. You know, that'd be it. That's Jim. Jimmy, how's it looking for Donald Trump in Little Rock?
Well, Little Rock proper might not go for him, but the rest of the state will.
Is that right? Really, Little Rock proper has gone crazy? Have they burned the city down or anything good like that? You have Black Lives Matter?
No, they did a firebomb a couple of police cars, and they defaced the police memorial for people who have died in the line of duty. They defaced that, saying defund the police, with red spray paint.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be embarrassed for Little Rock if Little Rock actually went for Joe Biden, but I know the rest of the state can be relied upon to be normal, to act like normal people. You know, the Black Lives Matter stuff, a friend of mine and I were having a beverage recently, a couple of weeks ago now. And my friend lives here in the Washington metropolitan area, and he's considering another location, another part of the country to live. You know, we're all starting to batten down the hatches here for Election Day because, as I was reading yesterday in the Washington Post, they're threatening nationwide violence if Joe Biden doesn't win. And this is what they're saying. But my friend was looking out west, and I don't want to be much more specific than that. He said he was looking at real estate, and then he started reading local articles in the local newspaper. And he said he read an article, and he's like, oh, no. He's reading, and he says, and the discussion about BLM. And he's like, oh, no, not here, too. The BLM is out in the middle of out west in the mountains, and here the BLM. And he read a little further. It was the Bureau of Land Management that they were talking about. And he's like, okay, am I right again? Okay, this is – that's good.
You're talking about the violence for Election Day. I have a theory about that. You know, all during the Democratic convention, they were saying, vote. You need to vote. Make a plan to vote. Vote early. And I'm like, why are they pushing that? It's because on Election Day, when most Republicans go to vote, in the swing states or swing districts, they're going to make it impossible for people to get to the election. They're going to have protests.
Oh,
and people won't be able to get there.
Oh, very interesting. And the news media will say that there were peaceful protests, even if they burn the polling places down and kill people there. Then they'll say they were mostly peaceful, just like our coffee mugs and T-shirts with mostly peaceful. It is extraordinary. It's just a profoundly corrupt time in which we live. Our news media is the worst institution in the country, quickly followed by the Democrats, and they're attached like Siamese twins from a circus sideshow. At this point, Jim, thank you very much for the call.
Thank
you, sir. Have a wonderful Little Rock Day. Have a wonderful, you know, Arkansas is a beautiful state full of beautiful stuff, mountains and lakes and normal people, and really they're poisoning Little Rock too. Isn't that a terrible, terrible thought? They are nuts. And I love these headlines. Trump could refuse to concede. And then, another great one here. It's not just Trump. All Republicans must go. This is another headline in the Washington Post. Now, that's by one of their fake Republicans. This is a person that they identify as a Republican at the Washington Post. And I'm going to – well, actually, I could get into that one now. It's so extraordinary. And then the calls for violence, calling for more and more violence. The Washington Post yesterday – and where is that story? I don't actually see it here, do I? Michael, the violence from yesterday, send it along again. The Washington Post, these people are nuts. And here's a story still in front of me from yesterday, that Northwestern University Law School requires that all their incoming students confess in writing that they're racist. They have the black students confess that they not have any black students at Northwestern University Law School? And do the black students have to admit that they're racist, or just the white students? Because I think that would be racist, wouldn't it? And the head of the law school himself went online and announced that he's a racist and that he's going to try to do better or something like that. Because they're Maoists. This is what the Maoists used to do in Chairman Mao's murderous China. Extraordinary stuff. These people are something. It's not just Trump. All Republicans must go. Jennifer Rubin, who has only gums, and she's a very strange woman, and she's supposed to be a Republican at the Washington Post. The argument for keeping House and Senate Republicans rests on the premise they somehow lack the disqualifying characteristics, e.g. congenital lying, racism. God, they love that racism thing. You know, Jennifer, you guys murder 40% of the black population in the womb and then turn a blind eye to 7,000 murders a year. And Joe Biden incarcerated about half the black population, but never mind that. And constitutional literacy, conspiracy mongering. This is the Washington Post that fed us the what was that, Jennifer? Oh, yeah, Russian collusion for 2.5 years. And the that addled President Trump. Think again. You see, they all must go. She attacks Joni Ernst because she's the Uncle Tom of women. She's a gender traitor, so she immediately attacks Joni Ernst, who is a great woman and a great senator from Iowa and a wonderful person. She had great commercials, too. But they just attack. This is the Washington Post. It's not just Trump. Every Republican must go, you see. And this is their Republican writer, so-called. Isn't it amazing? Yes, it is. If the media is making noise, if they're typing, if you're reading something, if you're hearing them, they're lying to you. That's pretty much a guarantee. Whatever they're telling you may be the opposite of the truth. It may just be far away from the truth, but it's certainly not the truth. It's politics by other means. It's journalism. Absolutely appalling.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Can Donald Trump really win and beat Joe Biden? Now, a new bestseller by conservative thinker David Horowitz says he can, and reveals President Trump's real game plan. It's all in David Horowitz's Blitz. Rush Limbaugh says Blitz predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. And Mike Huckabee is urging everyone to read Blitz. It's already a New York Times bestseller for 7 weeks and a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump and his plan to fight back with a big surprise coming this October. Get Blitz at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Newsmax says Blitz is Trump's battle plan for the Armageddon of elections. Get Blitz today at 800-NEWSMAX and find out why.
At CDW, we get that in business, the only certainty is uncertainty.
I agree.
Or do I?
I do, I think.
Well, an APC micro data center solution implemented by the experts at CDW provides certainty that your infrastructure will deliver the performance and support your business needs. So you're ready for anything.
I'm somewhat, maybe reasonably confident. That sounds great.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/APC.
I will, probably.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for you and your family. We have the hottest grills from top brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through September 7th on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher because they know a lot of awesome stuff. I'll stand in front of the class and make sure everyone knows what I know.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a teacher, my favorite subject will be recess.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
Yes. Yeah, and these lunatics in the Washington Post, this George Soros, Obama administration academic by the name of Rosa Brooks, who is a fringe case, a loon, and therefore naturally in academia, just like this fake black woman at George Washington University. And what do you hear this stuff? I hit on it yesterday, but only at the very end of the program. I want to return to this Washington Post piece, which seems to be suggesting that there's a guarantee of left-wing violence unless Joe Biden wins, and it will be sustained and nationwide left-wing violence. And this is effectively, from my reading of the story, a plan. It's Well, here's the thing. If Trump wins, we're going to burn this country down. Is they're holding a gun to the head of America and the American people and demanding victory on Election Day for their candidate. If any Republican had published something like this in a major post, this is the Washington Stinking Smelling Post, owned by Dr. Evil, the richest man in the world. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Stephen, calling from Centerville, Virginia. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. With Jessica Krug, the professor from GW University, you had professed some amazement that she would claim to be black to increase her clout. I think the key thing to understand is that she's not competing for the real world clout that you and I understand, but rather she's competing in the grievance Olympics known as intersectionality, where the more oppression categories you check, the more clout you have.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. Look, Michelle Obama was doing this recently. Someone ignored her when she was getting ice cream, and someone ignored her when she was walking along the CNO Canal in Washington, D.C., down in Georgetown. Therefore, she's a victim. I'm like, you are the most privileged person in the history of the world. Sit down and shut up. Are you kidding me? These people, and look, I talk about it all the time, Stephen. You know, you're 100% right. And I'm going to get into this, and we have audio of her that you're not going to believe in just a few minutes. It is, of course, you know, the more boxes you can check that put you in the victim category, the more exalted your status is on the left. If you're, I mean, I make fun of it all the time. If you're, a black, one-legged woman who's a lesbian suffering from dwarfism who grew up in poverty, they'd probably make you their presidential candidate automatically because they seek out victim status. Now, you're 100% right about that, and you're right that it's the intersectionality thing. Now, do you have some relationship with GW University or something?
I went there once upon a time.
Well, wait till you hear this audio from this woman. It is this stuff is really appalling and embarrassing. I'm sad for the woman and for the culture that she comes from. And I've just got to say, look what the left did to this woman's brain. Look what they've done to a person who may have started out normal.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.